much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Nobody in life gets exactly what they thought they were going to get. But if you work really hard and you're kind, amazing things will happen. Let's make something amazing happen right now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Huh! Those kicks were fast as lightning.
Huh! Squeaky deaky. I love my squeaky toy. Squeaky deaky. It makes me jump for joy. Squeaky deaky. Rolling on the ground. Squeaky deaky. I love that squeaky sound. Oh,
and now it's time for Daddy to make some funny.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's a brand new program for a Thursday morning.
Squeaky Deaky, by the way, if you'll recall, was when we had the guy on who was selling music CDs for your dog.
Yeah.
And Squeaky Deaky, very popular. While I was putting that together yesterday, Veruca was going berserk hearing it in the room. They like the squeaky sound. Yeah. Very, very popular with the dogs. If I remember, Lisa May tried it out at the time we had the guy on, too.
They love that.
They went crazy for it. Hey, we're going to get to your phone calls in 1 minute at 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number of the Kevin and Bean Show. If you can hear our voice, you can call in and be on the show and get a prize. I had to bring in this story just for Mike, though, just as a cautionary tale in case he didn't see it.
Uh-oh.
A couple of guys in Germany go out drinking, get back to the place. One guy passes out. The other guy starts to feel amorous. Doesn't say in this story whether they were gay guys or if he was just that drunk that any port in the store will do.
Is there that drunk?
No.
I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of, but who knows? This is Germany, and you know anything goes in Germany. So he decides, you know, his friend's passed out, but he figures, hey, I can, I know exactly what to do to wake this guy up. So I'm going to start applying that kind of pressure, let my fingers do the walking, and next thing you know, he'll be awake and interested too.
Wow.
Well, his friend was still too drunk or whatever and didn't budge, didn't wake up. And the guy got really, really ticked at this point because now, you know, he's hot and heavy and his friend's passed out and he's got no one to play with. So he twists the dude's scrotum repeatedly until it breaks off. Then
what?
He throws the testicles out the window.
Screaming in the other room, by the way.
What? And they land on the roof of the apartment complex next door. So
what?
I guess yes.
I have to party with this guy.
I don't.
Yeah, he twists the scrotum until it breaks off and then throws the testicles out the window.
That seems less than ideal.
So that's how that date ended.
Yeah.
And I don't think either party was satisfied with the way that one went, right?
Wow.
So the guy with the no testicles, he gets up and apparently he manages to get over to his mom's house and she calls the ambulance. They take him to the hospital and they arrest the one dude.
Would you like to hear that conversation? Mom, I know this is going to sound weird, but my junk's on another roof. I need some help.
Men were men back then, I'll tell you. You wanted to do something private with another man, it wasn't gay. No, it's just two men celebrating each other's strength.
Exactly. Sure. So there's a cautionary tale for you about that.
That is not the way I want to start the day. I'll tell you that right
now.
That
is an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
But you're starting your day better than this dude was. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true. No matter what happened this morning.
We should feel pretty good about the way things are going already.
Good point.
Okay. Let's start the show with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, based on all the folks on hold, I guess everyone's aware that you win a pair of lift tickets to Mammoth Mountain along with a Burton snowboard from Doc's Ski House in Santa Monica. That is way too much prize just for a lousy phone call to the Kevin Beach. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, some of them don't earn it. But what are you going to do?
Yep.
Why don't we start with Ryan, Kevin? He's on line 4, and he's your brother from another mother.
All right. Hey, Ryan.
What it do, baby boo? What it do, guys?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I thought my day started off bad, but apparently at least I had my test.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got a ticket this morning for having one of the light bulbs that illuminates my license plate out. I pulled up to Starbucks to get my
coffee.
What?
Two cops are sitting outside Starbucks. I get my coffee. I come back out. One of them standing behind my car, and he says, you know, one of the license plate little lights is out there. You're going to have to get that fixed.
Right.
He writes me up. I get a fix-it ticket. It's going to... I got to go get new light bulbs on the license plate that that illuminated up. Then I got to pay a $25 fix ticket or go get it signed off on.
The city is I thought of you right away, cash.
Kevin. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
With the license plate.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. How closely is that guy looking? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why they want your lights to be working on your car, but it's not a headlight. It's a license plate light, right?
Yeah.
And it was only one of the two. It was half of the bulb was out. Or half one of the, it was
Crazy. You did. There's something you're missing here. You spit in their face. What happened? You did something to provoke.
No, you know, I just pulled up and I left my car running because it's early in the morning and I wanted to stay warmed up. So that's the only reason they would have saw it. If I would have just turned it off and walked in and, you know, turned the ignition off, they never would have saw it.
Well, it certainly is freezing here in Southern California this morning.
You got to keep that car running.
Yeah, you don't want it to ice up on you. I wasn't aware that anybody was leaving cars running down there anymore, by the way. It seems like that's an invitation to get your car stolen.
No, I live in a nice area. I live in Agoura Hills.
All right.
It's
thanks
not
for the call.
Cold.
Thanks for the call. By the way, while we're talking about license plates, not to get up on a tangent, though, tell me if this is true in your state, guys. In Washington, where I live, you have to replace your license plate every 7 years. Do you have a deal like that, too?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe you do.
So
I had
even
a car,
though
my last one for 10 years, I never.
Even though your license plate is in perfect condition, the state has said, "Hey, you know what? We can tell people that we need to make sure all the license plates are relatively new, so they're easy to read for police officers. That way, we can charge you to get a new license plate every 7 years." So I have to take off a perfectly good and visible and clean license plate and replace it with an identical one and pay big bucks to the state in order for the privilege to do it.
Excellent.
That's just
how
a
about
money
that?
Grabber. Yeah,
that's all it is, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Clearly. Never heard of that.
All right, let's see where we want to go. Let's go to Jose on line six. Hey, Jose,
what it doing, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Me and a couple of buddies went hunting on the beach, and we ran across Rampage Jackson, and we asked if we could take a picture with him. So he said, "Sure." And we posed up, and the battery died.
Yes.
So we never got the picture. So we go, "Sorry, Rampage," and we start walking away. He comes back. He says, "Hey, guys, come back real quick." And we're like, "Yes." He goes, "Who's taller?" He goes, "Line up for me." And we lined up, and he slapped the three of us across the face. He said, "Don't waste my time."
Wait a minute.
He slapped you guys in the face for going to take a photo with him with a dead camera battery?
Because the camera didn't work, so he goes, "Hey, guys, line up, bro. Let me see who's taller." And we lined up.
I heard you say that, but was there any other explanation, or did he just say, "Don't waste my time," and then walk away?
But he was laughing, though. I think he was just joking around. He goes, "Don't be wasting my time," and he just...
Well, that sounds funny to me then.
Yeah.
Let's see which one's taller is an odd thing, though. Really?
He really slapped you?
Yeah.
Usually you don't want to get hit by Quentin Rampage Jackson, but in that case, it sounds like it worked out all right.
Yeah, it was
I guess that's best case scenario if you're going to get hit by him.
And don't lend him your car either, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Artie. Hi, Artie.
What'd it do? All right, so yesterday I bought this car off this guy that I found through Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy seems normal. He's like a third grade teacher at some elementary school. So we take the car home. We're cleaning it out. Underneath the seat, we find this brown bag. Inside the bag, there's just a bunch of weird porn, really weird porn.
Oh no!
I mean, the kid's like a school teacher. He's around kids all day long. And I mean, they told me not to say what kind of porn it is, but it was weird. And it wasn't just average, average Joe porn. It was weird stuff.
Yeah. So you're saying, should I be worried about the third grade teacher?
Yeah, I would say that's a bigger... I would say we should worry about the teachers more than worrying about the dictionaries taken out of
yeah,
school.
Yeah, well, maybe that too. Maybe that too as well.
The only thing I'll say, and I do not know what kind of porn it was, but if it was the kind of porn that I fear it is, you should definitely report that.
No, it wasn't like that. It was more weird, not illegal weird.
Okay. Well, right. Then I really wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah,
then
no
are
sweat.
Safe.
Ooh.
It was weird. It was no fetish I've ever heard of before, so it caught me by surprise.
See, now you're intriguing us. Come on. Kevin, do you know?
No, I don't. And how can you say it without getting us in trouble?
Well, I didn't think it was that.
Just give us a general category.
One word, maybe.
Like Well, how about like pregnant and farm girl type of stuff?
Oh, that. Big deal.
We've seen what, so much worse.
Whatever with that. I was afraid it was going to involve a horse or a bottle. I mean, there's a lot of pregnant farm girl. Nothing weird. I mean, it's not my taste, but there's nothing weird about that.
We didn't watch it, but I mean, the cover you was surrounded.
Didn't
the
watch
was surrounded
it, my
with
ass.
Animals, all right?
So, now I'm getting nervous.
Now we're
knows,
in
right?
trouble.
Yeah. Now I'm getting nervous. You know, we keep asking one too many questions of this caller.
They told me not to talk about it.
Well, no, I understand. I know. We're
curious.
You got a little something extra for your money on your Craigslist purchase. That's all you got. You got nothing to complain about. Very good. Thank you for the call. Let's take one more today. I am fascinated to hear Sean's story. He is on line 5 calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Sean, what it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
So, I'm a heater service guy, and my job description is to go to people's houses and work on their heater.
Right.
Well, earlier this week, I went to work on this lady's house, and as I'm working on her heater, she's talking to me. She leaves, and then she walks down the hallway, and she's got 2 glasses of wine, asked me if I was thirsty.
Yes.
And I told her, no, thank you, I can't drink on the job. So she goes, okay. So she puts the wine down, and she keeps talking about her best friend. She goes, I got this best friend. I go everywhere with her, and we do everything together. Would you like to see her? I'm like, yeah, I like to see her. I'll meet her. And so she goes in her room, and then she comes down the hallway with her sex toy. And
that's her friend?
As her best friend. She goes, here's my best friend. We do everything together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude.
And she goes, look, would you like to come in the back room and meet her?
Well, this is why you get into air conditioning and heater repair. Let's be honest. Come on.
Well, wait, what does meter mean? Because maybe you want to meet the woman, but not the toy.
That's right. It's just a little perk that keeps it going.
Yeah.
So how'd that work out for you?
What happened?
How was it?
As a devoted husband, I had to turn it down.
Yeah, but seriously.
No, right, seriously.
We're off the air now. What really happened?
Well, the thing was, maybe if she was 20 or 30, I might have, I might have taken it. But when she was in her 50s and 60s and reminding my grandmother.
Okay. That changes the whole perception of the story there.
Wow.
I understand.
Cut the music.
You did the right thing.
Kill the music. Yeah, you made the right call there.
All right.
All right. Excellent. Well done. Thank you very much for the call.
Wow. That went south quick.
Sure did.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
Highlights from last night's American Idol?
Oh, I had an ass full of that. Hey, can we put the guy on hold or
nope.
something?
I like it. I just think I want to keep him on during the entire show.
Doogie
I had
Howser
an ass full of that
judge?
Show, by the way. Well, Neil Patrick Harris is great. He's the most likable guy on television. He was fine. And by the way, they had him as a judge for half the show, and then the other half they had, I can never keep the Jonas Brothers straight. There's the ugly one, there's the girl, and then there's the Mexican. And out of those three, they had the Mexican as the judge.
Okay.
Boy, is that guy a tard.
Yeah.
Really?
Boy, is that guy a zero.
What a surprise.
Without a script or singing their stupid songs, they're all zeros.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, you got to give Disney 100% of the credit for whatever success they've had, because that guy brings nothing to the table.
But, yeah.
Yeah, there were plenty of bad singers. They were in Dallas, and we'll have those highlights for you later.
My daughter wanted to watch American Idol. So, you know, I've always said, I'll be 1,000% against it. If one of my kids wants to watch it, I'm in. I mean, you just do it for your kids. I think we've gotten used to being how horrible Ryan Seacrest is on that show.
And now we say, oh, he's gotten better.
No,
he's
I
okay.
mean, we just don't mention him or whatever. We just play highlights of the best.
I barely
notice
him on the show anymore. He's just
annoying.
Really?
Yeah, watched it for
I may
like
have seen
15
too much of
minutes.
Him.
Yeah, you're all probably used to him.
Yeah, you've come in with fresh eyes.
I watched like 15 minutes, and he's such a drama queen. This is American Idol. You shut up.
Dude, you should get that gig. That was good.
Drove me crazy. Also on today's show, Mexican Superstitions. Because they tell their kids some crazy things. And Psycho Mike has some examples from hosting Loveline. It's his peeps.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And he's fascinated by his peeps as much as the next guy.
Yeah. But here's what confuses me about this is every time we do this topic and we have young people call in and go, yeah, my grandma told me this or my mother insisted on this. Why doesn't it die out with that generation? Why does it continue? Why do they laugh at it, yet they then will turn around and pass the same advice down to their children?
Well, we'll touch on it when we do the break, but it's like no matter how ridiculous it seems, you end up doing it anyway.
Just so in think, case.
Yeah.
Right?
I it's ridiculous that my grandmother makes me eat Vicks VapoRub when I have a sore throat, but I've eaten a lot of Vicks VapoRub, you know? So it's, I think that's why it lives on.
All right. So no one argues? Everyone just does it?
You just kind of feel
just
like
in case
tradition.
They're right?
Yeah.
Also on today's show, we have to tell you about Modest Yahoo's blog and how I cannot, there's no way scientifically to get off that list. Not possible.
You get email from Modest Yahoo?
Yep.
How did you even get signed up for that?
That's the question.
I'm guessing the same way I got signed up for about 10 other things that I get, including every NASA update, is either one of you at work or one of the listeners. I don't know. I really don't know. But oh, it's impossible funny. To get off of his list. And I don't want to know what Modest Yahoo is doing.
You don't
I'm sure
really care.
It's exciting.
I'm happy for him. I hope he's having a great life. But I don't need a day-by-day update on Modest Yahoo.
I bet he's wearing a black suit and not singing After Sunset. I bet that's what
probably
he's
happened. Yeah, not touching girls. I'll bet that's still the same. Internet Roundup today.
Mm-hmm.
And funny man Joe Rogan, who's going to be in the studio talking about his
show. Joe Rogan, everybody. Joe needs to smoke more pot.
So that's coming up today, as well as your chance to qualify for that trip for two to Milan to see Muse. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Schoba's Beat Next.
Coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to find out why Beaver Magazine is changing its name, which I'm very concerned about because I would subscribe to a magazine called Beaver.
Yeah.
But apparently they're having some trouble with the name, so we'll get into that in a few minutes. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. Hey, Ralph.
Speaking of magazines called Beaver,
yeah.
Guy's on the phone this morning, and he says that he's got some porn from this purchase he made on Craigslist.
Right.
And he's trying to describe what it is, and he's being delicate about it. He goes, you know, it's, you know, like farm girls. And Bean says, oh, good. I thought it had something to do with animals.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, does Bean think that's not sex with animals?
Well, I think we were zeroing in on the pregnant.
I think we wanted it. Wanted it not to be that?
The weirdness.
But, yeah.
But is there, like, just farm girls on a farm just posing by hay bales?
Don't know.
Farm girls,
hopefully.
You know, that's the wink, wink.
Ah.
That means they're spending some time in the barn with... You dig?
Well, I hope that's not true.
It is true! It's what farm girl porn means.
Look, there's no way to know because we haven't seen this video, but
oh,
I would
sweet
like
Jesus.
I would to like put to, money on it.
I would like to think that it's a porn where the guy pulls over and the farmer's got a hot daughter, you know, and it takes care of business. That's all.
That,
I'd like to think it
that's
doesn't
not
involve
what it
animals.
Is. I'm telling you now, it's not what it is.
I'd put my mind on Ralph's definition.
That's what farm girl porn is
no,
by definition.
It's
no, yeah. It's not possible. That's what it is.
Good God in heaven.
Congratulations to Will Ferrell, our buddy and his wife. Vivica gave birth to their third son on Saturday.
Wow, so she really was super pregnant on Conan the other night.
Yes.
Okay.
She must have been.
He seems like a cool dad.
Yeah, he's a real good dad. Axel Farrell joins the family, along with Magnus and Matthias, his other two boys. So, congratulations to the Farrells. Glad they didn't go with another M name.
Yeah.
That would have been a little honked up, quite frankly. And it's the circle of life. As one joins us
uh-oh.
Here on the planet, another one leaves. Go towards the light, Carol Ann. Remember little Zelda Rubinstein who played the woman who made the house clean in Poltergeist?
Oh, little midget.
Little midget psychic?
Yeah.
Yeah. She has passed away at the age of 76 years old.
Huh.
I thought she was 76 when she did Poltergeist.
Me too. She did not look good.
She played Tangina, the spirit talker in the classic horror film Poltergeist. And her agent says she passed from natural causes. I don't know what your natural causes are when you're that small, but she could have been
a lot of them, I'm sure.
Hit by a dust bunny.
Yeah,
and crushed.
Would have been enough.
Exactly. I've never seen The Poltergeist. Is that one of those that's worth
really?
Checking out?
How have you not seen Poltergeist?
I've never been a particular horror movie fan, so I haven't seen most horror movies, but that's one that a lot of people have held up as being exceptional for the genre.
I thought it
was
great. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Brilliant. ABC has canceled Ugly Betty. America Ferrera series, which
really?
Won a Golden Globe for Best Comedy in its first season, and won her a Best Actress, has been dumped by ABC. The show will wrap up for good this April, says the network. They say the reason for the announcement so far in advance is they'd like to give the show ample time to give it a satisfying conclusion for its fans, so as they write and film the final episodes, they can wrap it up, which I think is...
That is nice.
It's nice to do.
Sure.
Very satisfying for the fans rather than just having them stop mid-storyline. So that's another one down.
Mm-hmm.
Another copy.
We could just
gone.
Get Brothers and Sisters canceled. We'd be set.
Exactly.
My life would be so sad.
Never on.
Then somebody would finally drive a stake through the heart of Friday Night Lights.
How that dare you?
That Silver zombie bullet. Keeps no. roaming the planet with no soul. It's just a body now. It's just an animated body looking for brains to eat.
Los Angeles Times said it's one of the best dramatic series in the history of television. That was their review of Friday Night Lights.
One of the best dramatic series on the 101 channel on DirecTV at
in
2 o'clock
the history
on the morning.
Of television.
That is shared
is
by other networks that you can't find.
Says the man who hasn't seen the show.
Well, people love it. That's for sure.
The people love it.
People do love it. You can't stop them from watching it. The numbers, I think they had a 1.2 person rating the other day.
Is that right?
Yeah, 1.2 people watched
wow.
the last episode.
Almost one and a half. Not quite.
Ron Howard's coming back to TV. That's good news. He, of course, gave us Arrested Development. He is now producing a new sitcom set in a district office for the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh.
That could be a funny...
certainly could.
Funny ground for comedy.
Episode
the IRS.
One, they go to Bean's house.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm already living that.
And more TV news. The CW is bringing back La Femme Nikita.
Nice.
All right.
It, of course, originally was a popular action film made by Luc Besson in... 1990. Then there was an American version called Point of No Return, made with Bridget Fonda. And then there was a 1997 series with Peta Wilson called La Femme Nikita. And they're bringing the series back, so we'll see it on the CW soon. That Peta Wilson's a good deal right there.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
And speaking of Peta, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, my favorite organization in the world.
You do love them.
Have demanded that the people in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania... use an animatronic groundhog on February 2nd for their Groundhog's Day ceremony. They want a robot groundhog.
It's bullshit, man.
Really?
Yes.
Because the groundhog's being abused?
They say Groundhog's Day is cruel to groundhogs. Groundhogs are normally shy, says PETA. And to spend so much time in front of a crowd where they're exposed to flashing lights and hundreds of cameras... is terrifying to the little groundhog.
Hmm. Have they talked to the groundhog? Do they know that?
If they're very shy, you can't talk to them. They hide in their burrows. It's hard to have a conversation with them.
We can try calling one.
And so they want a robot groundhog to be used instead.
But then how?
How what? Well, it's a dumb thing anyway. Just cancel
just
the whole thing.
Yeah.
They should just kill
that's
it. Absolutely.
It's
stupid. They should kill the groundhog? Is that the solution for you, Bean? You think you should just kill the groundhog?
If that will kill the holiday, I'm willing to sacrifice Phil this year, yeah.
Organizers for the festival say, this is my favorite quote in the whole story, their groundhogs get treated better than the average child in Pennsylvania. And having lived in Pennsylvania is probably true.
Even though they live in a cage?
Even though they live in a cage, in a burrow, or whatever. They live in the dirt. Probably better than most kids in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's a bummer.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Alan Alda, Hawkeye Pierce from MASH, one of the classic TV shows of all time. He was also very funny on 30 Rock as Jack's biological father.
Oh,
remember that
right.
Bit he did? He tried to get him a kidney or a liver or something. He had a telephone for him. It's very funny.
Yep.
74 years old today, singer-songwriter Sarah McLachlan. She is 42 years old. Catherine Morris. Star of Cold Case over on CBS. She is 41. Do you watch
Bell?
The Cold Case at all?
No. Bell? No Bell?
Do not.
It's one of those shows I watch and I like it every time I see it when I run across it, but I just do not make an appointment to watch. Although it's very popular. Big ratings.
Time for so many to make an appointment for.
It's true.
So.
Singer Joey Fatone is 33 years old today. He, of course, from the boy band NSYNC.
I think it's Fatone.
Nick Carter, another boy band alum, is 30 years old. And Elijah Wood. Who last we saw carrying a ring up a mountain, I think. He is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 24 minutes after 6 o'clock.
I want to applaud Kevin for making sure that we get to hear all of the song.
Yeah.
A lot of stations don't do that. They just jump in near the end and come in while the person's still singing or playing, but not my man Kevin.
Well, it's important when it's a song like Glycerine, because... you know, you need
it's
to hear
brand new.
It's
right.
brand new, and they haven't heard it, so they want to know how it ends. So.
Kevin and Bean Show here. The internet is the best thing in the world, and that's why we present for you the Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse.
listen, open your browser, pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
I like that spewing is our goal. I like that. I have been obsessed, as we all have on this show, for a long time with athletes who make stupid videos, music videos.
Oh, they love that. Because they all want to sing.
They think that because they're good at one thing, really good at one thing, right, that they could probably do everything else just as well.
And I guess no one around them tells them different.
Right.
And unfortunately, every once in a while, someone like Shaquille O'Neal will come out and go platinum. And that makes every other bonehead in the NBA go, or the NFL go, oh, I could do that. That's easy.
There's a, I put the LT slide up on the website, which is LaDainian Tomlinson from the Chargers.
Yeah.
And it's bad. But at least we think it was made 2 years ago and they were mocking the bad videos
they
of it.
They were trying to be funny.
Right. This next one makes makes that last one, LT slide, makes that look like Jay-Z, because this is from the 80s and it's Carl Lewis. Now, you might not recognize the name, but he was a world class sprinter slash long jumper in, I don't know, he won like 9 or 10 Olympic medals and had world records for a long time, like 10 years nobody beat his long jump record.
He was fastest man in the world for quite a while.
Yes. And he's wearing a ridiculous looking unitard with a white belt.
Well, that's a look.
A black unitard with a white belt, and he's working out, and he's singing the gayest song I've ever heard. And by gay, I don't mean lame. I mean he wants to have sex with men.
That kind of gay.
In a really, really bad way. And it really is one of the worst things that I have ever seen. It's Carl Lewis, and it's called Break It Up.
We all have the power to make a better world.
And not only is it bad, but he sings it first, and now he's lip-syncing to it, and he's not even, he's barely close to the words.
He's also wearing eyeliner.
He's wearing eyeliner.
And has the most earnest look on his face throughout.
Oh, he means it.
Oh, yeah.
This is for real, and he means it.
High quality, at least.
Yeah, it's good. Ooh, you can't rely on a never, ever ending fear. So while he's doing this, he's working out, doing crunches, and then all of a sudden he'll cut to like a video of him long jumping, and then I'll cut back to him in the gym, and he's still doing crunches or whatever. I mean, it's just
so bizarre.
Ridiculous.
So reach for another hand in the human chain.
Sing it if you know it. But I would I know that that's bad and everything, but you do have to stick around to the end of that video, because at the end of the video, there's like bubbles that start coming into the screen, and he can't figure out what it is, and then it's a little kid blowing bubbles, and then they cut to, and I'm not talking about the animal bee, and then they talk to, they cut to like a whirlpool, and he's in the whirlpool with women, but one of the women is super, super old. You know, like my mom's age,
really?
And she's
What's
wearing these
about?
Giant clown glasses. I don't know. It really doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It's a Fellini film.
But if you can't take, you know, the middle of it, go ahead and fast forward kind of to the end, because it's really just ridiculous. The next one that we have is Bobby Bottle Service T-shirt ideas for the Jersey Shore. And this is a guy being funny.
Okay.
But he's got some ideas for the Jersey Shore that he thinks would fly.
I will be very good on Jersey Shore because I love T-shirts. This T-shirt was made by me and my girlfriend Alfie, and it combines my two loves, which is success, money, and rhinestones. So this T-shirt would be perfect for J-Wow. It says, that orange bronze, it looks good on your face, but it would look better on my sheets, right?
There you go.
This one is especially for you, Snooki. It says, I hit the gym, but I would never hit you. Because it's not okay to hit late.
I think they found a new cast member.
There's any number of spoofs at any point on Jersey Shore. The next one is Jersey Shore, the movie. And this was on Craig Ferguson's show.
Italian stereotypes taken to the next level.
Paisa! Prosciutto! Upa! Stavagoo!
Hey, it's me, Mario from Super Mario's video game. What's coming to go?
Guess what? F*** you! No, don't f*** me. F- you, how about that?
Yeah, so it's he's Mario. See?
With Mila Kunis in it, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, she's
too.
In that as well.
All right.
Playing Snooki. Yeah, she's awesome.
And then the ginger kid is back.
Yes. Boy, is he pissed off.
Wow. Now, before I play this clip, I want to tell you about just at least one other video that we put up. And it is... The title of it is Dog... What was it?
Doggy Mouthwash.
Yeah, Doggy Mouthwash.
I sent this one to Dave. Is this unbelievable?
Yes.
What
there's
is
a
it?
Girl who's been drinking hard, and she passed out.
Oh, that one.
And
no.
Her dog yeah. comes up to her and is trying to wake her up. Well, dogs will kiss you with their tongues on the mouth if you let them.
Oh, yeah. They love that.
So she's passed out, and I think it's her boyfriend or somebody is sitting there filming and laughing. But it is so disturbing how deep the dog
is kind of open.
Yes. Pass out. And the
and
dog
he's taking advantage of
puts
that.
His tongue like down her throat.
Yeah, it's definitely French kissing. But how I don't care how passed out you are. How does that not wake you up when you've got a dog in your mouth for a couple of minutes, at least, in this video, right?
Yeah, it seems like an
hour.
It's
not like the dog. It's not like the dog runs up, gives her a peck, and hits the door. I mean, this dog is is doing everything but mounting her face.
I think Ralph said yesterday, "Digging for gold" is what's happening. So you got to watch that and try to stick out through the whole thing because you'll go, "Oh, that's gross. Oh, wow, it's still going on. Wow, and the length of it is unbelievable.
It never
that's
ends."
That's what she said. What happens when she wakes up though and sees that video of the big French kid? Kissed by a dog for 2 minutes.
She probably thinks, I'm never going to drink again.
I hope.
And then for a week, you know, she doesn't drink, and then she went back to it. So anyway, those are Doggy Mouthwash is the name of that one. The UK bobsledder that split her pants is very
fantastic.
Funny.
Fantastic. Just, I mean, just bare-assed right there at the top of the mountain.
She's got those tights on, those black tights that they race with, and
right.
She bends over, and it just, I mean, it's shoulder blade to kneecap split.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. Now the Ginger Kid. This is all based on South Park and one of the great episodes about gingers.
Ginger Kids. Children with red hair, light skin, and freckles. They creep us out and make us feel sick to our stomachs. This disease is called gingivitis, and it occurs because ginger kids have no souls.
So this red-haired kid, who apparently is being called Ginger Kid at school, I can't tell if this one's real either because it's almost too good. Like, he's almost too dumb. There's no way I believe it, sort of.
Okay.
But he seems super angry because all of his friends are now saying he doesn't have a soul. And he does have a soul. Just because he's a ginger kid doesn't mean he doesn't have a soul. That was the last one. So then he put up another one, and apparently he's getting a bunch of complaints about his video. Like, stop it, you're being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now he wants to tell people that he'll make a video if he wants to make a video. You can't tell him what to do.
I got a message for you haters, all right, bro? All right, broskies?
All right, so he brings broskies in right at the beginning. And so
like there's not already plenty to make fun of this kid about.
That tells you everything you need to know about him, doesn't it? All
yeah,
right, broskies?
Totally.
All right, broskies? I'll make videos all I want, all right? I got the same rights as anyone else around here just because I have red hair. And I'm a ginger. I'll make videos whenever I want, and however I want to. So don't you freaking try to tell me that I can't make videos. And tell me I'm fat and all that. I don't care what you say!
By the way, I'm guessing the I can't make videos is a distant second place to I'm fat and stuff.
Is
although
he fat?
He just throws it in. He's not fat, but...
He's hefty.
Yeah, if you're gonna pick
something... He's husky.
It would come to your mind to make fun of him if you're going to make fun of him.
Right.
Because he does deserve it. And then he starts getting the crazy bug eyes.
I don't care! Get out of here! You. I'll make videos. And if you don't like that, that's fine! I don't care!
To which I say, I think you care.
It does seem like you care.
Because you're making a video about how little you care.
Right.
So, KevinAmin.com, Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bain's Internet Roundup.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Joe Rogan, very funny stand-up comedian and UFC announcer, is going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. We'll have him for the next hour. By the way, he's talking smack about you in the other room, Psycho Mike. He's saying you would not have been able to finish the gummy bear. How about that? Even if we had legally been allowed to let you eat the world's largest gummy bear. He says you wouldn't have finished it. I think that sounds like a challenge to me.
He's wrong.
Well, let's bring it in.
First, though, on the Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin, why do you hate the Jews? What's going on
here? I don't at all.
Well, what? I don't understand.
What, don't
then
say
why
that.
Why are you complaining about Modest Yahoo all the time? Oh, Jewish man can't get on the radio?
Here's the thing about that. And Modest Yahoo, of course, is... Okay, so I...
From 5 years ago, by the way, that song.
That song, for me, when it came out, was just okay. And now we've played it a lot, and so now it's kind of annoying. But it's nothing compared to his blog that gets sent to my email every day. Now, I get signed up for ridiculous things by other people all the time. Every single NASA update that they send out, every single one. And it works out to be about 50 a day. I got signed up for.
Who signed you up for this stuff? If it's not,
random. I know Money signed you up for.
Money
bunch
signed
of
me
stuff.
Up for a gay dating yep. website. You know, people play pranks on me or whatever. And usually, I can go in. And now I have it set up so all the NASA email just go to my trash, and I don't
you
have
never
to
see it.
Don't have to worry about it. Yeah. And then, you know, the other one, the gay dating website, I kept just in case. I got to have options.
You got to have options, sure.
You know, but the Manas Yahoo one, I keep getting an update that he's written a blog. Now, if you know anything about me, I'm not a big blog fan. I don't need to go read a lot of blogs. And if I do, I'll track it down on my own. Thank you.
Yes.
Can't stop his. I can't. It's not possible.
You can't block it.
It says unsubscribe if you'd like. Tried it probably 20 times. Won't unsubscribe.
You know, I've heard those never work.
It's unbeatable.
Yeah.
This blog, Modest Yahoo's blog, is unbeatable.
Have you, and of course you have, but just because the listeners are going to be asking, you've set it up so everything from that email address automatically gets
yes.
deleted or goes to your junk file. And what happens? Do they change the address that they send stuff from?
They must. It gets through every time. I've tried like five different things. And like I say, I'm not dumb when it comes to computer. I can block people, and I've learned how to, and I put them in the list, and I've got these rules.
It's not that hard.
Right. Simple. Not with him. He's unbeatable.
Dude, so God what, does not want you to block him.
What's Modest Yahoo up to, though?
I don't read it.
Have you been reading the blog?
I don't know.
What's the latest from that dude?
I wish him well. I hope he's having a fantastic life. I don't want to read his blog. I just don't want to.
Well, I have good news, bad news for you, Kevin. Modest Yahoo's on the phone right now. We actually got Modest Yahoo standing by here on the Kevin and Bean Show to discuss what's going on in his life and why he won't take you off his email list. Modest Yahoo, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. And hello to you as well, sir. How are you?
Shalom. How are you doing, Kevin and Bean? How are you?
We're
good. That's good to hear. Show, what's the problem?
Did we call Jackie Mason? What's going on here?
Nice, Jackie Mason. Good reference.
That is a good reference.
80-year-old comic from 70 years ago.
Modest Yahoo, here's the thing.
Yes?
I hope you're happy, and I hope you're having a great life.
I hope you're happy, too.
But... Do I have to read your blog? Is it possible to get off the list?
First of all, I heard you when I was on the hold.
Yes.
Which you're talking about the computers.
Right.
And you said that you were not stupid when it comes to computers.
Well.
So let me ask you this. Is your numlock on by any chance? Is that what the problem might be?
All right. Sometimes I make boneheaded mistakes.
Okay, yes, and so you're saying?
But I've tried like 15 things to get you out of my email, and the last one I tried sent every single email I got to the trash.
Oh, you sound like a whiz with the computers.
But I'm saying I've blocked others successfully.
Listen, boy chick, let me tell you something.
What is your secret?
Listen, let me tell you a little something.
All right.
Okay.
God loves the Jews.
Right.
And so he's sending the information to you because he thinks you need it.
Oh, yeah. I see. So I can't block that if I want to.
That's right.
Okay.
You need a little Yahoo in your life. And God is making sure that you get it so that you'll be spiritually complete.
Oh.
And you'll know the bliss of Hebrew reggae.
While that is exciting news, I think your customers, your fans, should be allowed to have the option of receiving or not receiving your materials. I think I have to agree with my man Kevin on this one.
I don't give people what they want. I give them what they need.
Oh, I see.
And they need more Jewish reggae.
All right. All right, so
everyone needs it.
I've tried 5, 6, 7 things. You're telling me nothing will work.
I'm saying just sit back, relax,
okay,
and absorb it. And take it in and learn more about me and what I do for my day. For example,
yes.
This morning I'm going to Cantor's. I'm going to get a nice matzo ball soup.
Right.
And then take a little nap.
Right, and I hope you have a great...
That'll be right there for you waiting when you come home in your mailbox on your computer.
But I hope you really enjoy that, but I don't really need that kind of minute-by-minute update.
Then we're off to the kosher grocers.
Okay.
Then I'll get a little crepe lock.
Right.
I'll get some gefilte fish.
Right.
And a nice fresh matzo, because matzo I got is stale. Nothing worse than a stale matzo. You break a tooth.
That's what I've heard.
Right, but I'm saying again, like, I don't need all of that information from you.
I understand. Mm. What I'm telling you is, you do need it.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Hold right. on, I have to blow my chauffeur. Hold on a second.
Okay.
What?
What is Yahoo? Yahoo?
Yeah?
Yeet.
What's happening?
Oh, that was a good one.
Yes,
did you call
was.
Me Yahoo?
Yes, and then Yah. We were trying to get your attention because that was a long note.
Try this. Yahoo!
Coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, lowlights from last night's American Idol auditions in Dallas, Mexican superstitions, and our friend Joe Rogan joins us in studio coming up next. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday. What's going on, Ralph?
Oh, another battle.
Yes.
Another music feud.
Yes.
Another beef. I told you yesterday that the general who gave us Pants on the Ground
right. uh-huh.
is being accused of musical theft by the Green Brothers, who had a song called Back Pockets
on the Floor.
On the Floor.
Yeah, something like that.
So they're going at it. I played you some clips yesterday to show you that it was pretty close.
That one's going
to
get ugly.
You could
I think.
See it. This was no Coldplay and,
right.
you know,
Joe Satriani.
Yeah, Satriani. This was the real
yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's going to split up families, I fear.
There's okay. another one,
yes.
too. Happened today.
What? Now what?
You know, he's the wildly popular Black Eyed Peas song, Boom Boom Pow.
Yes.
Boom Boom Pow.
Very familiar with that,
let
yes.
me here, let me get a little taste of Boom All Boom right. Pow. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a tough song to write.
Well, there's a group called Phoenix Phenom. Phoenix Phenom. And their song, Boom Dynamite, saying Black Eyed Peas ripped off Boom Dynamite.
Okay.
From Phoenix Phenom.
We have a clip of that?
A little taste All of right. Boom Dynamite. I got that boom dynamite. I make it bang all night. I got that boom dynamite. I make it bang all night. Battle of the Boom, baby.
So they...
I'm going to dismiss this case now and say
too.
No.
Not enough evidence.
Battle of the Boom!
Well, I want it to happen. Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
but there's right. nothing there.
I'm just saying Battle of the Boom.
Somebody no. actually came out and said, we want credit for that song?
Yes.
Wow.
Someone should say, listen, they're both horrible songs, and you're both really, really untalented. So just go your separate ways and leave us be.
I love that it takes 2 years, by the way, for this to finally get out. I mean, where were they the first time they heard Boom Boom Pow?
Yeah, I have no idea why it takes so long.
2001 or whenever it was.
You know, I love to give casting updates when I get the opportunity. I know we have a lot of wannabe performers,
sure.
actors, singers, dancers in our audience, and I like to give them a heads up and give them a break into show business when I can.
Sure.
So I want to mention that Digital Sin is currently looking for performers to appear in The Big Lebowski, the X-rated parody. Yeah, the porn companies now have taken these parodies to heart. They
yeah.
love making parodies of popular TV shows especially.
Right.
We've seen Happy Days, X-rated Happy Days, and Brady Bunch, mm-hmm. and Partridge Family. And
always creatively named.
Yeah.
Not the
Brady Bunch.
Right, whatever.
Not Gilligan's Island.
Right.
Well, they're getting around to The Big Lebowski.
It's a great classic movie.
Classic film.
Yeah.
They're going to make an X-rated parody version of it.
Okay.
So they're looking for fresh new porn talent to star as, you know, Jeffrey Big Lebowski, Walter Brandt, The Stranger, all the characters. So,
Ralph, I think you could be the dude, man.
The dude abides.
I think that could be you.
Yeah. So if you want to audition, if you want to get into porn, Lebowski Auditions at NewSensations.com is where you send all your information, and they will contact you about an audition, I'm guessing.
I'd like to contact you about an audition.
But it's rare when you get a chance to break into porn.
Yeah, sure.
They don't have a lot of room for outsiders, usually.
Yeah?
You got to work your way up from the bottom.
Hey!
Usually. Giggity. Although that pays more when you're working your way from the bottom. Get a couple extra $100. Pete Doherty, he's meaningless in this country, right? We know him basically as being
Kate Moss's ex-junkie boyfriend.
Yeah. Right.
Pretty much.
He's a famous musician over there.
Lead singer in a band called the Baby Shambles. Yeah. In England, he's quite the deal. Although he's sort of popular over there for being Kate Moss's boyfriend, too, quite frankly.
Yeah, he's petered out.
He's taken a drug or two.
Well, you think?
As well.
I don't know, Kevin. That's the reason I bring up this story. Right. I think he may have changed. He may have righted his course.
Really?
Because he walked into court yesterday. He had to make an appearance, as is like a daily occurrence for this guy. He's always in court. He went to court yesterday, and they went through his pockets as he came through. They frisked him, and they found 13 bindles of heroin in his coat pocket.
Yeah, dude.
What?
When asked by the judge, he said he forgot the drugs were in his coat pocket.
I believe him.
And apologized.
Everywhere?
Yeah, of course.
He was fined $1,210. That's all they did to him.
They don't do anything for drugs.
I am so moving to England and just becoming a junkie.
For walking into court with heroin.
Yeah.
13 bindles.
13 bags.
Wow.
First of all, how much heroin do you need?
He needs a lot.
Apparently.
Built up a tolerance.
So he gets our stupidity of the word.
Oh, yeah, drugs. You got to have drugs.
We are the world.
Yes.
We are the children.
Mm-hmm. I hear that's true as well.
We are the ones to make them.
Right?
Yeah. They are remaking We Are the World.
Who is?
For Haiti?
For Haiti. Haitian Relief. Quincy Jones is stepping up and has announced that a recording session will be held this coming Monday here in Los Angeles with an all-new cast of superstars. And they are going to remake the 1985 Smash Charities hit single, We Are the World, trying to raise money for Haitian earthquake relief.
But we've already heard it.
But it's going to be new because it's going to be remade.
Okay. Who are the celebrities?
No word, no word.
No word on
it. No word, but I'm telling you right now, they're going to have to check their egos at the door.
I hear
that's
true.
That right now.
Yeah.
For folks who don't remember the original, it was for a while the biggest selling single of all time, and it had A-listers galore on that song. Remember at the time? I mean,
yes.
You laugh now, but Huey Lewis and Cyndi Lauper and Bruce Springsteen, people like that, who were at the peak of their success back in the 80s, were all on that one record. I mean, there must have been 50 different voices on it.
That was Bruce. That was Bruce.
That was his part. Yeah.
I just remember the video because they just panned it. And they were doing like the choral part, and everybody was there was a superstar.
Yeah.
You know how
Willie
they did
Nelson,
it. You know,
Diana
the
Ross.
Genius of it was Quincy Jones. Got everybody from the American Music Awards.
I didn't know that.
That award show was held that night. He had a fleet of limousines waiting out front and said, "We're doing this charity single. Would you please come to the studio and help us out?" And people said yes, and they got into their limos, and this caravan of limousines went to the recording studio.
How about that?
That's how he landed all those celebrities and superstars in one night.
And that's why he's doing this one on Sunday night, Monday morning, because he's doing it right after the Grammys.
See
how that works?
Quincy's no dope.
There was always, like, the weird people who stuck out, too, like a sore thumb. Like, it'd be, like, Huey Lewis and Cyndi Lauper and then, like, Dan Aykroyd. And, like,
Kareem. He was the mystery
on
that.
Kareem was there. That's
Yeah. Michael Jackson wrote that song, didn't he?
Co-wrote it. With Lionel Richie.
Ah.
Yeah.
And he gets a little richier every time they play it.
That's
what I've heard, too. Do we have that? Do we have Bean talking about Lionel? I know we're running a little late, but I want people to
hear
that.
We got Joe Rogan in the next room, guys. Joe Rogan's
ready to come in here, though.
Mine was
a poor man's imitation of the original genius that was Bean talking about Lionel Richie when Bean used to be a flame-throwing
pop
hits DJ.
I don't think we're going to be able to find it right now.
Oh, what a shame.
We'll have the next hour.
All right.
We can play it a bunch next hour.
Okay.
All right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Alan Alda, probably best known as Hawkeye Pierce from the classic TV show MASH. He's 74 years old today. He's been good forever, though. He's done a bunch of stuff. He was on West Wing. Remember when he was on West Wing?
He was great on West Wing.
Yeah.
Sarah McLachlan's 42 years old today. Catherine Morris from Cold Case. She's the star of that program. She is 41. Joey Fatone is 33 years old. Nick Carter celebrates his 30th birthday. And our favorite hobbit, Elijah Wood, celebrates his 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, Kevin, I don't know why you're not on the slightly stupid mailing list, too, since you're on the Modest Yahoo. You might as well be, right?
Might as well be.
Hey, Smashing Pumpkins on the way, 30 seconds to Mars. Johnny Cash later this hour. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, probably one of our five favorite guests that we have on the Kevin and Bean Show, the great Joe Rogan, has joined us here. Hey, Joe, how are you, man?
Thank you very much. I'm one of the five favorite.
Yeah,
I think you are. Well, you guys are one of my five favorite as well. I love this show.
Much of a compliment, by the way.
It's not?
Not really.
Top five?
Top five.
Good, man.
Is it?
Oh,
out of hundreds of guests that we have a year, I mean, we had Patton in a couple days ago. He's one of our very, very favorites, too. Patton,
I'd put him above
him
so who else?
I like Joe better than Patton.
How dare you?
No disrespect to Mr. Oswald, but But anyway, we're always always happy to see you, and you're an interesting guy who always seems to have a lot going on. So how you been,
Thank you. I'm good. Everything's groovy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm healthy.
You're going to be doing a comedy show? When is that? Is that
this weekend? This weekend, I'm at the Ice House in Pasadena, a fine old club, an establishment that's probably been around for more than 30-plus years.
Yeah.
It's a cool little place.
If you haven't seen Joe do stand-up, you have to.
Come let me spit on you.
That's nice. I don't have to drive all the way to Brea.
He does spit a lot. I like that.
It's an awesome club, too. It's a very intimate place. It's only like 200 seats, very low ceiling. It's perfect for comedy. You know, a big place, anytime you get to a big place, like the show is cool. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of energy. But it's not the same. Like a real comedy, I think, is like 200 to 300 people. Like,
right.
Yeah. That's the best, like a comedy club.
Do you make eye contact with them? Or
try not to. I don't want to know these freaks.
Right? Never, right?
Don't know my eyes.
Try to, but it's there's a fine line. You don't want to let them in your head too much. You don't want to, like, why is this guy looking at me weird? You know, this guy's on his phone. Get off your phone, stupid.
Right. Yeah, that would be distracting a little.
Some guys get mad. Like, you know Nick DiPaolo? Do you guys know Nick DiPaolo?
Yes.
Nick DiPaolo is famous for, like, having, like, killer sets be crushing. And then right in the middle of the set, he's like, will you stop looking at your menu, you retard? Like, he'll, like, turn to someone and get angry at them.
Like,
you know,
seriously annoyed because
they're not looking at him. They're crossing their arms.
Not
and he'll
attention.
He'll just decide they don't like him and just throw the whole sabotage.
Let me ask you this, though, Joe. Because you are so famous for being able to manhandle hecklers in your crowd, do you attract that kind of person now because they look at you as a competition? I mean, guys who go, oh, that's Rogan. I'm going to show him what's what.
Well, I definitely think there's retards out there that would try it.
Sure.
You know, there's always someone that's like, yeah, he didn't try it with me. It's totally unfair. The deck is so stacked, the microphone, the lights, the fact that I'm comfortable in that environment. I've done, especially because I started out in the Comedy Store. And one of the things about the Comedy Store in L.A., I didn't start out there, but I was there for 15 years. The Comedy Store has no one watching the crowd. It's like, it's a nightmare there.
Yeah.
Like, you every time you're on stage, it's combat comedy. There's always like some weird derelicts that are drunk, stumbling out of the sky bar. They're on heroin. They're yelling.
There's
like,
no one doing anything about it?
No. Oh. I've seen so many fights at the Comedy Store. I've had glasses thrown at me there. I've had bottles. I've never had nothing thrown at me anywhere else.
Wow.
But the Comedy Store, I've had it many times. I've seen brawls in the audience. I've seen so much chaos in that place. It's just, that place is so dark. There's so much bad karma there. It used to be Ciro's Nightclub. It was owned by Bugsy Siegel.
Mm-hmm.
And they just murdered people left and right in that place in the
30s. Oh, my God.
Everybody talks about ghost stories, which I totally don't believe. But if you talk
believe
to people.
Ghosts.
That's what I don't believe.
You
I believe
everything
but ghosts.
Really?
They never kill anybody. Wow. Ghosts are pussies. They don't do anything.
They'll
move. Shut up and let me sleep.
They'll move a chair an inch.
Yeah, when it's dark.
That happens.
They didn't even come out in the light. They're babies. I'm not scared of ghosts. I think those paranormal shows are so goddamn stupid.
Yeah.
You ever watch them?
No,
like,
I hate them.
We heard a noise. We're getting a reading. That's because you farted.
I have a bad feeling.
Your machine is picking up your fart. You're dumb, and the show sucks. Meanwhile, they get 100 million viewers. Everybody's like, you know, tuning in to see paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
People love things.
And it's all in night vision.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. That's what makes it good. Yeah.
I am so surprised because I thought anything that was a crazy theory, Joe would subscribe
to.
That's
what you think, but I'm tricky like that.
Are you discerning? In fact,
UFOs, I think 99% of all the things that people see are either government planes that they don't recognize, like military jets or something like that, or they're just crazy. I believe there is very, very likely life on other planets. But I think if there is alien life, I have a feeling that it's probably so alien, it might even be beyond our senses.
They could be there, we wouldn't know.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's only limited by imagination. This is what, not to bring up farts again, but this is what I call the fart theory. And this is my theory, that if you were in a room and somebody farted and you did not have a sense of smell, you'd have no idea that you were in this terrible environment. You'd have no idea because you don't have a sense of smell.
Right.
How do we not know there are not an infinite amount of things that we can't detect that are around us all the time, like so many other animals in nature? Like, you ever wave your hand over like an ant and they have no idea you're there?
Sure.
I mean, how do we not know that there's not things around us all the time?
You're saying there could be in here. There could be.
I think there's
extraterrestrials.
It's been proven by scientists, supposedly, beyond my understanding, but that there are other dimensions. So if there are other dimensions, they coexist with this dimension. I think it's like a radio. I think, you know, we're tuned into one station, but there's, you know, hundreds of other stations in L.A. I think that life is probably very much like that, that there is a whole soup of information going on, a whole soup of life and of all sorts of different types of energy and beings. And, like, I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, you can detect certain things. Like, you think about people and they call you. I think there's, like, senses going on that we don't quite have. You know, and I think it's just limited by our imagination how much there could be out there.
For a lot of people who are not comfortable with stuff they don't understand.
Oh,
like,
for
they,
sure.
That's why they try to say the UFO is an alien craft. Because I can't say I don't understand it.
It's not just
not
that.
Comfortable.
It's not just that they're not comfortable with it. I think a lot of things with UFO, people are looking for something magic.
Yeah.
People
mm-hmm.
are looking True. For UFOs and they're looking for to be psychic. Like, how many crazy people have you talked to that claim they have psychic powers?
We've had a lot of men.
Yeah.
And by the way, continue to have them in because...
It's fascinating.
The audience loves them way better than we do. Yeah. Really, honestly, like, we'll go, come on. You're just saying, oh, I see good things for you in the next year. Thanks a lot for that.
I have a buddy that believes everything. I have a buddy
really?
That believes in chemtrails and UFOs and psychics. He told me this long thing about going to the psychic and how amazing it was. The psychic knew about my mom. The psychic knew about my grandma. And I was like, dude, don't you know about your mom? Don't you,
well,
why do you want someone
I've
telling you
said.
Some crap you already know? That's dumb. Like,
yeah,
tell me what the lottery is. Tell me what's going to happen to Martin Luther King Jr.'s son or whatever.
Right.
You know, come
on,
say something
provable.
That you couldn't possibly know.
Super Bowl. Right.
I don't know where I came up with Martin Luther
King. I don't either. So
that's what, when your brain's usually asleep and then you just fire it up at 6 in the morning.
By the way,
come on, bitch.
The ghost that you talked about at the beginning, it folds nicely into what you're saying here about people want to believe in ghosts because they want to believe that death is not the end. They want to believe that there is something going on the other side and that it's not all over when you close your eyes.
Yeah, and the more things, the more I've looked into like what happens to people when they die, the more I think there probably is something else. But it's probably so crazy that it's so beyond your comprehension. I mean, there's a chemical that your brain makes when you're going to die, and it's the same chemical that your brain makes during heavy REM sleep. I've talked about it a bunch of times. It's called dimethyltryptamine. It's DMT. And you can smoke this stuff. They you can get it
Where?
From plants.
Where?
Yeah. My house. Let's talk. But you, it's very illegal, so you have to lie about it
How
on the air.
How do they make it?
Well, this is the crazy thing. You would think that this would be like a very rare chemical, but it's not. It's one of the most common chemicals in nature.
It's actually cherry Kool-Aid. A lot of people don't realize that. You can just buy it.
Yeah, but you have to be very diluted. It's very important. No, it's exists in grasses and plants. It's in every single ecosystem in nature. They believe
Why is it
that
not
it's
the
responsible
best sleeping pill in the world?
Well, it's not. It's not a sleeping pill.
Really?
DMT is a psychedelic experience, very extreme. Like, the most powerful psychedelic known to man is produced by your own mind. It's literally mushrooms times a million plus aliens.
Oh.
That's what it's like.
Oh, all right.
And from my experiences on DMT, one of the things that I think is this is the reason why people have all these UFO abduction experiences. They're always in the middle of the night. They're never like 9 a.m. Monday
right.
morning. It's, and I think it's probably has something to do with endogenous dumps of psychedelic chemicals that your own brain produces. Because that's what happens.
Oh,
during heavy REM sleep, your brain produces these chemicals. It's a fact, been proven. So if that's the case, and this is when these people are having all these experiences, they're lying in bed, like, it's more likely that they were in the middle of heavy REM sleep, they were in the middle of this DMT experience, and they were somehow or another either popped out of it, or, you know, it was a crazy dream, and,
right.
you know, they were right in the middle of it, their brain dumped a lot of it, and then they became conscious.
What if they wake up and their ass is sore?
You know what? People are always thinking someone's touching their ass.
Okay.
You know, it just goes back to the ghost thing.
Just wanted to check.
All right, we
got to
take a break. By the way, if you don't name your next special "Mushrooms Times a Million Plus Aliens," I'm going to be very disappointed.
That's a good idea.
That's an awesome title, right?
The last one, that's a really good name.
Endogenous dumps is pretty.
That's
strong,
good
too.
Yeah, sure.
You know what? Mushrooms times a million plus aliens. You know what?
Is here.
I'm going to give that to you guys. I'm going to say Kevin and Bean inspired.
There you go. All right, we're making a small contribution.
You
don't
miss
Joe
Rogan.
On stage Friday and Saturday night at the fabulous Ice House in Pasadena. That's in California, don't you know? IceHouseComedy.com is the website. A quick break. When we return, we'll talk about UFC 109 and more with our friend Joe Rogan right after this on the Kevin and Bean. Joe Rogan in the studio with us here today on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is doing a show at the Ice House Friday night. Actually, two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night. So you get a lot of Joe this weekend. IceHouseComedy.com is where you want to check it out. And he's been, you don't often get a chance to see him close to home if you live in Southern California. You know, you were just in Miami. You're all over the place, Joe. So It's a good time for your local fans to check you out, too.
Florida is crazy. I was in Florida right after I watched this documentary on how crazy Florida is with OxyContin.
Oh, really?
There's a thing called the OxyContin Express. If you haven't seen it, look it up online, Google it, and watch it. Florida has no database when it comes to people buying prescription drugs.
What?
So, yes, it's nuts. It's the only state. Well, the people do move there for it. It's so crazy. They showed this guy going from pain management clinic, in quotes, to pain management clinic. They have these things that are set up that are literally legal heroin dispensaries. And that's what it is. They just sell OxyContins and pain pills. And these poor people, they have a doctor on staff. The doctor
these poor
says,
people,
yeah,
these lucky people.
Whatever, back pain? Well, that's why like Limbaugh was doing like 100 of these bad boys a day. Like you get
that's
really, really, really addicted to these things.
That's why he moved there?
Yeah, well, probably. He's been living there forever, that guy. But that's
Most states, they keep pretty meticulous records on that. You're only allowed to get a prescription filled once per, you know, month or 2 months or 3 months, whatever it is. And you can't go to a different pharmacy and get it if you already got it at the last one. I mean, they really cracked down. But Florida sounds like the Wild West.
Well, we can't even keep our pot clinics open.
Yeah. Well, you keep a lot of them. There's like 700 of them. Believe me, they're doing okay.
they're going to take them down to 70.
Yeah, right. Listen, once you let the roaches in the house, you're not getting, unless you burn the house down, you're not getting rid of them. All right? The genie's out of the bag when it comes to pot in California. They should just make it legal and shut up.
What's an OxyContin audience like to perform for?
I have no idea, because my people don't do that stuff.
So of course. Of course not. No.
I had a buddy of mine offer me once, a dude that I was working with on a TV show. He's like, hey, you want an OxyContin? I'm going, did you just offer me heroin? Because that's what it is.
Is it the same thing as heroin?
It's heroin. It's literally, it's a pharmaceutical grade heroin. You swallow it. These people smoke it. They shoot it. Yeah. And in this documentary, they show this poor guy whose wife died of an overdose in bed with him. His whole family's addicted. His brother's addicted. He lost his kids. He lost his job. And this guy, they had him going from, he calls, he's shaking and sweaty, and he's calling all these, like, they got this back of this magazine, like a newspaper, like LA Weekly. And there's all these pain management clinics. He's just calling them over and over again, asking them to see him. And they have a pharmacy and a doctor on staff in these places. And they have dudes with guns, and the place is packed, and it's all former criminals. This one dude who had been arrested for selling steroids was running one of them, and they were following him. Oh,
this is happening now?
Now in Florida.
That's
only.
Crazy.
The reason why they call it the OxyContin Express is because there's a highway that connects Kentucky and Ohio to Florida, and all these people take it every week because they want to get their oxys. So they go, they drive, they get all gacked up on coffee, and they drive 6 hours to get down there. They get their oxys, and they drive back, and these neighbors states have all these problems with these drugs, and they kept finding these pharmaceutical bottles that said Florida. They followed this one sheriff from Kentucky that started piecing it together. And I mean, it's a huge.
What's the documentary
problem.
Called again, Joe?
The OxyContin Express.
I like it.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
I like it.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you to reveal a name. But you were talking about the TV friend who was trying to give you drugs. But you know, just off topic, do you keep in touch with Andy Dick?
This was a guy who worked behind the scenes, but I keep in touch with him every now and then. People are always like, oh, can you believe Andy Dick got arrested? I'm like, I can't believe Andy Dick doesn't get arrested every day.
Right, yeah.
Andy Dick is a hilarious dude. He's one of the funniest human beings I've ever worked with, but he needs a handler.
Yeah.
He's missing.
He does.
He's like a car that doesn't have brakes. You need to install brakes. You need to have a handler.
There's
you need to
no
have,
filter on him at all in any way.
Yeah, if you have a car with no brakes, you might be able to like figure out a way to get around and coast through things without slamming into walls. But
you're going
to
bang into a lot of stuff along the way.
And that's what he is. He's a human being without brakes.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in a country where you can't grab a dude's junk, though, without getting arrested. I mean, what's this country coming to? Wasn't like this under Bush. That's what I'm saying.
West Virginia. He probably sensed that they wanted him to grab his junk because you know how those suppressed Christians are. You know what I'm saying? He probably felt it. I feel the green light. I'm God, but.
Can I hear your impression again, please?
I feel the green light. I'm going for it.
Shut up. And the thing about Andy is you couldn't meet a sweeter guy.
He's great. I love him.
He really is a teddy bear.
I ran into him at Jerry's Deli like a couple of weeks ago. Well, a couple of months ago, actually. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. We're both waiting in line for food. And I saw him. I'm like, damn it. There's Andy Dick. What do I do? I'll go hug him. Okay, I gotta hug him.
Like, what do you mean, what do I do?
Because I was gonna hide. I just wanted to grab my food and get out of there. I didn't want an experience. You never know. But it was Sober Andy. So Sober Andy's a lot of fun. Sober Andy's great. You know, you give him a big hug and everything.
You'd be able to have some kind of a sign from across the room if it's sober or not.
Drunk Andy might try to bite your ear or something. He might get a wacky thought in his head and just run with it. You know? I mean, it's what makes him so brilliant as a comedian. I mean, he was so good on news radio. We used to do scenes together where we had to redo the scene 4, 5, 6 times because I couldn't keep a straight face. I would just crack, you know. He's so funny.
I just love the idea of I should say hello to him, and it could be fine, but maybe I shouldn't, because if I do, maybe I'll end up in Mexico tonight. You just don't know what's going to happen.
When I get baked, and if you see me at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm probably baked. Right. So if I get baked, I get very sensitive. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. You know, I want to avoid any drama. All these people are loud. Let's get out of here. You know? You know, it's like I can't go to strip clubs high if I'm like, these people don't want to be there. This is just depressing. They were probably molested. What am I doing? I'm capitalizing on molestation?
That's why you drink.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Four Jack and Cokes. You're like, you can't go back in time and take kick the uncle touching them back. You just got to run with it.
Might as well enjoy it.
Yeah. Let's turn a negative into a positive.
All right. Well, we got off on a tangent. The great Joe Rogan is here appearing Friday and Saturday night. 2 shows each night at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, icehousecomedy.com. When we come back this time, I promise we really will get to the topic of UFC 109 after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. That is 30 Seconds to Mars here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Joe Rogan is here with us. He's the man who put 6 years' worth of silicone into his penis. If you want to search for his video on the internet, you can find that.
I exaggerate.
It's 4.5 years. Yeah. Joe is also going to be on stage at the Ice House Pasadena. Great comedy venue. 2 big shows Friday, 2 big shows Saturday. Go to icehousecomedy.com. JoeRogan.net is the website. And you're doing a video podcast. What do you even call the thing that you're doing now on Ustream, Joe?
I don't call it anything. You'd call it a podcast. But I've been doing it for the last 5 weeks. It's fun, you know, just get buddies over and we, you know,
once a week,
smoke a joint and talk in front of the camera and answer questions. And it's fun, you know. It's like
Joe's a guy who has things to say.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, you know, and the internet gives you this incredible direct connection with, you know, with people that like your stuff, where it's never had that before.
Yeah.
You know,
it gives a direct connection to the people who hate your stuff as well.
That too. You got to filter those out. You know? There's meanies out there. What you got to do is, but you know, like if you were like in the 70s or something like that, if you were a comic, you had to get on a talk show. And then even then, you're expressing yourself in 7-second sound bites.
Right.
If you read a book, who the hell's going to read it? You know, you can't. You can write things now, like on a blog, and like instantly people read it, like thousands all over the world.
Right.
And you get email, you get response, and with Twitter, you know, like there's like 90,000 people on my Twitter, so I send like a message, hey, I'm about to go on Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. 90,000 people get that. You know, you could do this thing, or can get that. They have access to it. And you could do these Ustream things, and thousands of people can, you know, email questions, and it's like there's a
it's
direct
amazing.
Connection. They get to
incredible
know you
technology.
For real. You know, it's like, and if you don't have anything to hide, if you are really, you know, yourself, then it's good. They get to see you. But if you, you know, if you're a nutty person, it's not good.
It is good for the rest of us if you're nutty.
This weekend, but next, UFC 109 is going to be happening from the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas. You, of course, will be there. Is this one worth getting on the pay-per-view, Joe?
Well, this is the only time we've ever had 2 Hall of Famers that are currently active that are fighting. And we got Mark Coleman is fighting against Randy Couture, and both of these guys are like deep in their 40s. You know, Randy's 46 and Mark is 44, so I think Randy's almost 47. So it's literally like the day they're going to be a combined age of 90.
Is that going to be good?
Incredible. Yeah, they're very evenly matched.
Are they?
I mean, Randy's got more experience in high level fights in the octagon, but Mark Coleman was the original UFC heavyweight champion, and then he won the Pride Grand Prix as a heavyweight. And, you know, I mean, I think it's both of them being in their 40s, it's good too, because, you know, it's not like, you know, one guy has this incredible advantage. He's only 25 years old. And they're both, you know, but they're both very well conditioned. You know, I mean, Mark Coleman has had problems conditioning in the past, but his last fight against Stephen Bonner, he looked great. So I think it's very interesting, you know. And Mark really needs this fight bad, you know. He's a really hungry dude, and you know, Randy, a lot of controversy in his last fight. A lot of people thought that Brandon Vera could have won that decision. So I think it's going to be very interesting.
I'd like to see him continue at all ages. I'd like to see 60 and 80.
We might see
that. I'd like
that,
to see
man.
That.
You know,
that'd
I mean,
be awesome
with science today, and with supplementation, and with the understanding how to manipulate hormones, and you know, even stuff that's not illegal, like natural manipulation of hormones. You know, taking minerals and, you know, glutamine at night increases your human growth hormone. There's all these different things that they can do now to keep the body active. You know?
They do think that a lot of kids today, a lot of kids who are around now who are at less than 10, are very likely to live to be 110 years old. I mean, they do think that that's the direction that we're headed.
Well, you could easily live to be 110 if you don't get hit by a bus and you eat vegetables every day. I mean,
right.
It's really, that's not that hard.
But do
when
you want
get
to?
Freaky.
Do yeah. you want to live to 110? I don't think I do.
It's questionable, yeah. right? It's like the last few years are not going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like breaking down, decay. And if you ever watched like a documentary on someone when they were young, like, or like I watched this film on Hunter Thompson, and it showed him when he was like a young guy, and then it showed him when he was old. You could barely understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Hip replacement surgery. And you're like, wow. Like when you see the end, you know, when you see beginning
it's
to the
great.
End, you see, like even when I watch myself, like I watch like an old news radio and I see me on TV, I'm like, dude, I am old. Like, that's weird. It's weird to see, like, you know, you look different. You fit your body, your face is giving in to gravity, you know, you're slowly.
But Joe, I bet you feel better today, and you feel smarter and more together and more like you know what you're doing at any time in your life, though. This seems like a great time for you right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I certainly don't look as good, but my brain works better. Definitely. I think. Your consciousness is something that you have to manage, and I think it takes a lot. It's like anything else in life. You get better at it the more you do it, and the more you're thinking about life, and the more you're trying to understand yourself. As long as you're actively pursuing that, I think ideally, you know, you get smarter and better with more experience. So yeah, I mean, I definitely think I've got more of a handle on it.
One of the other matches,
but I have gray hair on my balls, and I'm dying. So
and you're gonna hit the wall at some point.
It was one step too many, too much information right there.
You wanted to know.
Didn't
you have them too?
Didn't I? Wasn't thinking of it. I wasn't thinking of that. I wasn't.
You don't get up in the morning and look at those bad boys.
No, I don't. I know.
I believe. Kevin shaves everything from the neck down, Joe. You know that. He's a swimmer.
Nice.
You know how I work.
Tell us about former champion Matt Serra and Frank Trigg. Is that going to be
another good
fight? Yeah,
that's an interesting fight. You know what? Matt Serra, I love that guy. I think every time he fights is interesting. He's, of course, former welterweight champion. The only guy to stop George St. Pierre, knocked him out. And, you know, he still has vicious power in his hands. He's a Henzo Gracie black belt, one of the top Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys in MMA. And Frank Trigg, big, strong, powerful wrestler. And he's another guy who needs a win very badly. Lost his last fight. Hasn't been looking good in the last few years.
So this is not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Next
and that
Saturday,
means that's
yeah.
Super Bowl weekend
yeah.
in Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Okay.
A lot of good fights.
Well, you can get that on the pay-per-view UFC
yes,
109.
Don't be streaming it. Don't be stealing it.
It's relentless.
Dana
Mandalay
White's
Bay.
Going after people.
Is he?
Yeah. Dana White will come after you. That is a fact.
Personally? No, not personally.
And knock on the door?
He's got people.
Also, Friday and Saturday night, see Joe Rogan on stage at the Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena. Joe, I said it when you sat down. You're one of our all-time favorites, man. The time just flies by when you hear thanks so
I
lot
do,
for
I do.
The
it
Kevin
flies
show.
By for me, too. I appreciate you guys very much. Thank you.
Highlights from the worst singers of last night's American Idol coming up next.
No, dude, look. I mean, really, right?
That's a good point, Randy. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
The Jersey Shore is starting to fold.
Uh-oh.
The cast is starting to crumble. We're starting to buckle.
They were demanding more money.
They were. They were demanding $100,000 per episode.
Whoa.
That's what they wanted because that's what the Hills kids were getting. And they said, look, we're getting better ratings than the Hills. If you want us back for another season, pay up, MTV bitches. Or you'll have a situation on your hands.
Oh, dear God.
Well, they stood fast as a cast and said, look, we all sign or none of us sign. That was until JWoww and Ronnie accepted MTV's offer of $10,000 per episode.
Seems like that would be hard to turn down.
You know, especially if you were them.
You're an idiot to be 25 years old, not to take $10,000
an episode
to go spend a summer at the beach.
Yeah.
Right. Ronnie and JWoww have accepted MTV's offer. MTV has said that the rest of the cast has until close of business tomorrow to make up their decisions.
Deadline.
Either sign or MTV will replace you. They're playing hardball now. So is Schnooki. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she likes hardball.
Yes, she does.
So no word yet, but everyone's assuming that they will fall in line. We'll have to wait and see this, according to TMZ.com and... They've been they've had their finger on the pulse of this story since it started happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever with the State of the Union.
got the state of Jersey Shore.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what matters. Godsmack, Creed, and Rage Against the Machine have all teamed up.
What?
They have all teamed up.
For what?
For Haiti earthquake relief. Oh. They are raised. They've raised enough money to fill an MD-80 airplane with supplies and medical personnel. The plane left Long Beach, California yesterday and landed in Haiti this morning. Creed frontman Scott Stapp was in Port-au-Prince to meet the flight and to start unloading the 10,000 pounds of medical supplies.
Wow.
All the money was raised by Godsmack, Creed, and Rage Against the Machine, which is a strange bedfellows. But
yeah,
it's cool that some of our artists have gotten together and helped out the relief fund. So, yeah.
I want to continue to hate Scott Stapp, but it sounds like he's doing some good work this time.
Oh, he's just doing it. Look at me. Oh, look at me. I'm in Port-au-Prince. Oh, I'm unloading the plane with by hand. Screw you. You don't need to be there, douchebag. Just write a check.
Yeah, well,
it's probably more in the way than he is helping.
I'm glad they were able to land and that the runways weren't clogged with John Travolta bringing Scientologists down there.
Yeah, Travolta's flying down his
sort
plane.
Sort that thing out.
Get out of our way. There's professionals who need room to work.
But
stop
they need
it.
E-meters down there. The people need e-meters, Ralph.
Bringing them vitamins and saunas, trying to get them clear.
Yeah.
Speaking of Help for Haiti, the charity album, Help for Haiti Now, which was, of course, a compilation of the performances from the telethon, has the distinction of being the first digital-only release to ever top the Billboard Top 200 CDs.
Really?
It's the first time that a CD that has never been available in physical CD form has been number one on the top sellers list from Billboard.
Fascinating.
First time. It is number one, second to Susan Boyle's I Dreamed a Dream, Lady Gaga's The Fame, Spoon. With Transference, the 210 Grammy nominee compilation CD was fifth. Vampire Weekend's Contra was sixth. Alicia Keys, Kesha, Black Eyed Peas, and Taylor Swift rounding out the top ten. But we literally live now in a digital world where the number one CD in America, you can't go into a Walmart or a Best Buy and pick it up.
What are you going to do, Bean?
You can only download it.
I downloaded it as soon as I could. I mean, it's a great collection, and it's for a great cause, and it's well-priced, and I totally recommend it.
Do you drive around anyway? Just for the hell of it?
Just look and check prices?
Just store to store?
You don't have it, right? Okay, good.
I'm sad they didn't make it a CD. I wish they had, but
why?
It's still great to have the music.
What difference would it make? He loves the hard copy. That's what I was saying. I mean, he loves
it. I do. I enjoy having the hard copy in my hands. Plus,
you know,
hard drives fail, and I'm terrified one day.
CD players break.
Lose everything.
That's true.
Yeah, but CDs generally last forever.
All right. There you go. You know how sometimes you like somebody?
Yes.
And then the more you learn about them, the less you like them?
Yes.
You know how that happens? Like over 10 years or so?
Yeah, sure.
That happens?
Yeah.
Sometimes you like somebody, and the more you hear and see about them, the more you like them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Such is the case for me with Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler. Every time I see him interviewed or every time I hear a story about him, I say I would like to hang out with that dude. Largely because I think he's loaded most of the time.
Sure.
And that sounds like fun to me.
Right.
He's holding.
But for example... This comes from TMZ.com. Over the weekend, Steven Tyler is at the Home Depot in Rancho Mirage, California.
Right.
I don't know what he's there for. Maybe he's buying some brads. Maybe he's got some hinges he's got to pick up.
Sure.
Maybe some nice custom-made hardware for his cabinetry.
I don't picture him as a do-it-yourself guy.
God, I love the Home Depot. Oh, yeah. I could spend a week in that place. I love it so much. Anyway, he's in the Home Depot. He grabs the microphone that's connected to the store's PA system.
Yes.
And starts to sing Dude Looks Like a Lady.
No way.
Over the PA system at the Home Depot.
Did someone ask him to?
No.
Well,
he just took the microphone and started singing, then went into I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, a cappella.
Oh, that was a mistake.
I love that song.
What?
Oh, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
What?
Oh, it's awesome. Great power ballad.
Oh, that's when they got completely gay.
Then... They had those helium tanks where they were blowing up balloons for the kids there.
Right.
He started sucking on the helium tank and continued singing in an even higher-pitched voice than usual. Then everyone gathered around, and he stopped and signed autographs for a couple hours and took pictures with people.
All right. He's gone bye-bye.
Come on. How much fun is that? Dude's singing over the PA system at the Home Depot.
But doesn't it strike you, a little bit as, hey, look at me? Because nobody asked him to. It's not like they said, hey, could you sing for us?
Look, if Steven Tyler walks into Home Depot, people are noticing. It's not like he's incognito.
Yeah.
Dude wears 74 scarves around his neck, got hair down to his ass.
He is recognizable.
He's Steven Tyler.
Yeah. All right.
But compare that to,
I don't want to sign an autograph. Get out of my face. You know, punching paparazzi guy with a chip on his shoulder.
Sure.
That's a good time right there. Sure, Steven Tyler singing it there at the Home Depot.
I hear you.
Maybe he thought he had a concert at the Home Depot Center. And he took a wrong turn.
He thought that was a show?
Yes. He was
it's a strange setup, but I'll do it.
Hey, look, I'm getting paid. Got to make a buck.
Ralph, when you wake up Saturday morning with that Jones to get to the Home Depot, maybe you ought to drive out to that location. Maybe you and Steven Tyler could hang out for the day.
Do you think he's doing it regularly, babe?
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. He's showing up every weekend now? Joe Perry kicked him out of the band?
Yeah. Better chance of that one than your Home Depot, is what I'm saying.
I suppose that's true. Today's celebrity birthday is Alan Alda, 74 years old today. He, of course, from MASH, but he's done a lot more than that. Very talented, talented American actor. Sarah McLachlan, creator of The Lilith Fair.
Which you love.
Oh, can't get me enough Birkenstocks and patchouli. She is 42 years old today. Rap artist DJ Muggs with Cypress Hill is 42 as well. Catherine Morris from Cold Case turns 41. Joey Fatone is 33. Nick Carter is 30. And Elijah Wood from the Lord of the Rings trilogy celebrates his 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I would find a way.
There's a dude that never would have made it on American Idol. I'll tell you that. It's the world famous K-Rock at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
No, dude, look. I mean, really, right?
Don't ever replace Randy, because you don't get that kind of judging from anybody else. Randy's the only guy who could really succinctly break it down for me like he did on last night's show.
Hey, no, dude, look. I mean, really, right?
Okay, right. So those words don't make any sense, but you know exactly what he means.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
I like that about him.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, where each day after the American Idol bad auditions, we recap it for you. They've got to be running out of cities. I guess they're going to Denver next week. Last night, they were in Dallas.
I thought this was it.
No, this is not it. Michael Jackson lied about that, too. So they were in Dallas last night, and they had another 20,000 people show up to the new Cowboys Stadium over the course of a couple of days. Neil Patrick Harris, TV's Doogie Howser, TV's How I Met Your Mother, he was the guest judge last night. Super likable guy, by the way. There's Neil Patrick
Harris. Does he know music?
He's a Broadway star.
Okay.
Of course, he did a lot of singing and dancing, hosting the Tonys this year, got high marks. He knew what his mission was when he showed up to judge last night for the first half of American Idol.
My goal today, Kara, is to shatter the dreams of thousands. If I can make 2-3 dozen people cry, I feel like I've done my job.
So he's the right guy for the job, as far as I'm concerned.
That's funny.
One of the contestants who showed up last night in Texas, Kevin, was also there in 2000, whatever it was, eight years ago, I guess. So 2001, 2002, for the season that they found Kelly Clarkson, this woman showed up to audition. Her name is Julie, and she has spent every minute since her failed audition 8 seasons ago improving herself as an entertainer so she can come back and show the judges that they were wrong. She does have what it takes. Here's a little of what she sounded like when she auditioned way back when.
Gitchy, yada.
Eight seasons later, she's ready to get more exposure.
My name is Julie Kevlin. I am a college student, but I could be the next American Idol.
By the way, you've rarely seen a woman who has aged more poorly than Julie has in 8 years. I don't know if you guys saw this last night.
And
but
why is she talking to me like I'm retarded?
I don't know. There are many things about Julie I don't understand.
I don't believe in giving up. I'm that, you know, I've got that personality. I'm a Leo, you know.
Well, she's a Leo, then I guess she's probably going to make it through. All right, so you heard her doing Lady Marmalade. This time she is back, and she's going to be doing the Alana Miles song from a number of years ago called Black Velvet. And I only tell you that because you may not recognize it based on how she sings it. And she, by the way, Kevin, every single show this season, there has been that contestant that I brought in who refuses to leave.
Oh, again?
Listen up. Julie is the next contestant who ends up having to be let out by security. She will not take no for an answer. Let's see how she does.
A mama's babies in the heart of every schoolgirl. Love me tender, leaves them crying in the aisle.
Okay, all right.
Julie, I mean, I'm being honest. The whole thing, from the outfit, the makeup, the singing, everything was wrong. Okay, Randy, yes or no?
She keeps saying no.
Making it worse.
By the way, this has been happening a lot this season. Yeah. They say no, so just start singing another song, because clearly they'll see that they're wrong, right?
Because that's happened how many times?
Right.
Kitty.
No.
The keys and the
no.
It's also getting tired. The voice is not quite enough.
Randy, yes or no?
No, no.
Neil?
No.
Thank
you.
Let's give them something to talk about.
We've done that, baby. All right, so she just sings, and eventually security comes into the frame, now, and they literally lead her out.
Now, see, here's where I would watch the show if they had a stun gun. If they were to drop that girl with a stun gun, I'd be in.
All right. One of the things that has made American Idol so successful is you end up rooting for certain contestants because they've had a tough luck story. And I'm telling you, they are pouring it on this year. There was a contestant last night, Kevin, who, and you know, they never show these tough luck stories if they're going to, unless they're going to send them through because they want you to feel good. There was a girl on there who had leukemia at 5 and they thought she was going to die and she fought back and survived that. And every day is a miracle, blah, 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 blah. So she got put through. Here's the guy, though, that this is your dude.
I like that she fought back and every day is a miracle and blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Here's your guy. And if you're going to root for anybody, it's going to be American Idol contestant Dave last night. Let's find out what Dave's got.
My name's Dave Pittman, and I'm 27 years old, and I'm from Gasville, Arkansas. I was first diagnosed with Tourette syndrome.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. Tourette syndrome is Kevin's favorite disease. Well, so let's see how let's see how Dave gets it.
When I was, it was 9 years old. Tourette syndrome is a neurological disorder, and it affects the nervous system. The symptoms that go along with Tourette's is, maybe a blinking of the eyes, you know, or shaking the head sometimes, clearing of the throat.
So he's doing a lot of the, and he's doing the twitching and whatnot.
That's not as funny to me as the shouting of the curse word itself.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, I kept figuring out, I was trying to figure out how they were going to handle this, or if he, I don't know enough about Tourette's to know, is there a kind of Tourette's that you don't have the streaming out the curse words and you can't stop yourself?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who just have the tick.
Just be the tick?
Yeah.
He does, unfortunately, Kevin, he doesn't seem to have the shout out the obscenities. And I thought, wouldn't every single audition just be so much fun if you didn't know when in the middle of a song he would start screaming out stuff on television?
Yes.
But apparently, no, that's not the case for Dave.
The crazy thing is that it doesn't affect me at all when I'm singing Call It a Miracle. You know, I don't know what it is. I used to see Tourette's as a curse, you know, but I consider it a blessing.
Well, I don't know that I'd go so far as to say it's a blessing. But anyway, Dave did get put through, by the way, so we'll get the opportunity to be uncomfortable watching him on TV.
It's a neurological disorder. He can't control what he says.
Right.
All right, here's this is a great type of contestant. We're talking about last night's American Idol auditions in Dallas, bringing you some bad singers here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dexter shows up, and Dexter is a guy who certainly isn't lacking in confidence. He does believe that he has the talent to go all the way, and that's why he's at the audition.
My name is Dexter Ward, and you know, you guys are looking for your next idol. Well, look no farther, baby. I'm here.
I'm just being honest. The show is over. I am very, 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 very sure. When I come through that door, I will have a golden ticket. So, black brother, I do. Let the games begin.
Now, it ought to, I don't know, somebody ought to say to him, we can barely understand anything that you're saying. You can barely speak English, yet somehow you're going to be the next American Idol. But who knows? You know, maybe singing's where he shines, and maybe he's got the talent to back it up. And he's doing an R&B number from a few years ago. It was a big hit by Shy. Let's hear what Dexter brings to the party.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and said hi. And I knew right then you were the one.
This is a guy who, by the way, said they might as well shut the competition down because I'm here. Because I'm the one.
Is that always the case? The people who are that boastful blow?
Yes.
99% of the time.
It is always the case.
The ones who are great are never that confident.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they have it hand in reality, sure.
Here's just a little bit more of Dexter.
But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, you're more than just a friend.
Okay, that's probably all you need.
Just drop him right there.
Stud gut is a great idea. Yeah. All right, one more clip, and I'm violating my own policy here because we've only been doing horrible singers on American Idol.
Right, that's all.
I just wanted to bring this guy in.
Don't start bringing real ones.
Because he wrote an original song about the show, which I thought was very entertaining. His name is Todrick, and he actually has some experience.
Todd?
Yes. No, Todrick.
Todrick.
He actually has some experience. He apparently toured in The Color Purple with Fantasia, who I believe was the season two winner. He actually has some onstage experience. Okay. He's a very good singer. Here, just let's listen to a little bit of the song that he wrote about the audition process. And they did put this guy through. He's very good.
Todrick is my name, and I'm here to play a part in your game. Hopped a plane, took a train just to claim my 15 minutes of fame. And to see Kara decked and dressed, Simon's face looking so unimpressed, sitting there like a bump on a log. Randy, what I gotta do to be a dog?
Okay, there you go. There's a little bit of the Todrick, really, and he went on with more. It was very, very clever. So, anyway, Kevin, we'll be done with American Idol soon on the show, because there can't be more than one or two cities left for the bad singers, and I do know that they go to Denver next week. But
and
there you go.
Then what
highlights.
They do then is they follow up with the good singers singing the bad songs.
Right.
That's correct.
Right.
Yes.
And that's when we watch.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. In about a half an hour or so, we're going to be opening up the phones for you for Mexican superstitions. We keep hearing about all sorts of crazy things that are handed down in Mexican and Mexican-American families. So we'll be talking about that coming up. Plus, what's Bob Dylan doing at the White House? We'll find out about that in a few minutes. Now, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air, 323-520-AFRO. That's our number. You call us anytime, day or night. We play it back on the radio.
I don't know if this is the guy's car horn or what this is.
Kevin and Bean, I just wanted to say...
All right.
Do you not know?
Thank you for that. Have received your message, and my response is...
You win. Here's a guy who might be stretching back a little far even for us.
Guys, it's me, Dean Jeffron. Remember, I was on the show for a little bit. I need help, guys. Please, is there anything I could do on the show? I could help Ralph with impressions. I watch. Hey, guys, me, Pee Wee Herman.
Okay, he was a sports guy about.
Yeah.
8 years ago, maybe something
10.
Like that.
Yeah.
Not the most timely Afro call in the world, but thank you.
It's a while back. Ralph played a song, I think yesterday in the showbiz, the most catchy song ever that blows.
I'm a little flower. Watch me as I grow into so many, many colors.
I'm a little flower. You.
He did not enjoy it, apparently.
It's a much better song. This person very unhappy with our American Idol update.
So I just heard your recap on American Idol, and you guys did not mention one word about how hot Katy Perry looked last night. I still have a from last night. That's how hot she looked. Motorboat, those boobs.
All right. First of all, we spent a lot of time talking about how hot Katy Perry was on American Idol. They should bring her. I don't care who they fire to get her in there every week.
Yeah, just her alone.
Yeah.
It'd be fine. I'd watch it then. Bad music and all. Here's a guy who's shocked at a revelation that Lisa Mae just made recently.
How can Lisa Mae have been on the freaking show for as long as she's had for... All the time you guys have talked about the fear and you've had diarrhea stories and everything else, and she's never brought up the fact that she freaking trapped in a sink in Spain. What the hell? How is it that story has never come up before? That's the greatest story ever told. That story should be how the Bible ends.
Hey, Lisa's
a
smart girl.
Yeah.
She knows to hold something back, right?
Yeah, but the sink...
Yeah,
don't tell him everything you know.
Story I can't even say on the air.
Sink in Spain? Well, we're going to have to hear it off the air then, so we can email the dude.
So I'm at the donut shop, and I need to decide, should I get a maple bar, or should I get a
reminds me of a song.
Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what's your bad romance?
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, Mexican Superstitions, minutes away. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up. Kevin, I know you probably didn't tune into the president's State of the Union address last night.
Dear God, no.
But he's got it. Everything's going to be fine. So I just want you to know that change is coming and they're working it out.
You know what I hate? I don't hate as much that his speech is predictable. I hate all of the clapping. that one that his party does, and then the other people have to all look miserable like they hate him.
Yeah, they just sit with their arms
folded. That's 99% of the speech. It drives me crazy.
It was a 70-minute speech that could have been given in about 15 minutes.
Yes.
You're absolutely right about that. But the president is very busy. He's going to be barnstorming the country, promoting his ideas that he laid out in the speech last night. But he'll be back at the White House on February 10th. He's got a very special occasion planned at the White House. It is going to be a concert celebrating the music of the Civil Rights Movement. Now, I understand Jennifer Hudson is going to be there, John Legend, Smokey Robinson, Seal. One name that stuck out for me, though, one of these is not like the others, is the great Bob Dylan. Our friend Bob is going to be there, and he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show to explain what's going on. Hi, Bob. How are you, man? I didn't understand any of that, but did you hear that you're going to the White House?
That's what I just said.
Okay, good.
I couldn't be more excited because the White House is going to see the President of the United States.
Are they going to put you in closed captions so he can tell what you're saying? Or?
Go get yourself.
So, Bob, music of the Civil Rights Movement, I think of, We Shall Overcome and Keep Your Eyes on the Prize and those kinds of songs.
Eye of the Tiger?
No. Well, yeah. I don't think Eye of the Tiger was really from the 60s. Yeah.
We Are Family.
I don't think We Are Family is really part of it. Yeah. But what are you going to be singing, or what's your participation in this event with Mr. Obama?
I'll be singing a song that associated the 60s down without and around the little good phantom, but the only thing that's sustaining.
Anyone?
I think I heard John Stamos, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, me and John Stamos are going to be singing. Yeah, that's it.
Well, if you can talk like that, we can understand you. Why don't you talk like that all the time?
I'll be doing protest songs from the 60s.
Protest songs?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And the times, they are changing.
Okay, all right. Times are changing. Blow it in the wind. Those kinds of things you're going to be performing.
But also, I'm going to sing a lot of songs dedicated to the president and the White House.
Songs dedicated to the president of the White House.
Yeah.
Okay, well, can't you talk that way all the time?
All right.
Like, what kinds of songs are you talking about, Bob?
Like this one. This is my United States of whatever.
And this is my United States of whatever. Wow, that's kind of obscure to be playing at the White House. I hope they enjoy it.
It is that a song at the White House. White House.
What?
In the middle of Pennsylvania, the White House. That's where all the black people meet. White House. In the middle of Tennessee, White House.
Well, now you're messing with a classic.
White House.
You got to change that one a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one. She loves. Yeah. She loves.
Right. That's.
Why lump? What does lump have to do with the White House or civil rights?
Is
what?
The president of the United States?
Yeah,
the band.
Oh, because of the band that sings the song. Okay, I got you.
No, the White House. It's not white.
No. That's not how it goes.
Michelle's holding nothing back. And it's not white.
One'll be popular. That'll go over big.
Yeah. And black people.
What?
What is that?
Commodores for black people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the band was an R&B band, right,
so
of course.
So are the people in the White House.
Right.
Well, yeah.
That's not a surprise. You don't have to whisper.
They'll like it.
What?
They will like that song.
Oh, because they're black, they must like the Commodores singing Brick House?
Yeah.
That's probably true, actually. I don't know. I think you might have a point there.
All right. And then this one, just for me. I can't get down. Jump around.
Why jump around, Bob?
White House of Pain.
It's not the White House of Pain.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
White House of Pain.
Okay. All right. Good luck with 6.7, K-Rock is KROQ. Ralph is here with a little extra for you right now.
I have got ultimate passes to the ultimate movie called The Ultimate Wave Tahiti. This is a new IMAX 3D film starring legendary surfer Kelly Slater. It's at the California Science Center, the IMAX Theater. It's happening Monday, February the 8th, downtown in Los Angeles. If you'd like to go, Caller number 5 right now, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You get a pair of passes to attend the premiere of The Ultimate Wave Tahiti.
It is 8:56.
You are listening to The Kevin Bean Show. Mexican superstitions coming right up for you now. Ralph has yet another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Before we get to showbiz news, this isn't really showbiz, it's more sports news. But I guess it's showbiz.
You be the judge.
All right.
The Who, of course, is playing halftime at the Super Bowl in a couple weeks.
Half the Who, you mean?
Who's left?
Who's left? Okay.
Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey. The other two guys are dead.
In their defense, the good two.
Right.
Well, I don't know. John Entwistle was quite the bassist, and I think Keith Moon, you could argue, was pretty much one of the greatest rock drummers ever.
But I'm saying the singer and the guy who writes the song, if you're going to talk about essential, coring it down to the two guys you can't go on without, those are the two.
But am I the only person that if all four were there, I wouldn't care?
If all four were there, I'd care. I don't care so much with two. Yeah, but I would care with all four, because that would mean two had come back to life.
That would have been a pretty good news. Story. Still wouldn't care.
Apparently, there are some people who don't want Pete Townsend there, however.
Who?
They are a group.
The Who, Kevin. Try to keep up. Oh. Sorry.
They're a group called Protect Our Children.
Ah.
And it turns out that Pete Townsend, back in 2003, used his credit card to buy child pornography images on a website.
It's a neurological disorder. He can't control what he says.
He said he was doing research for a project he was working on regarding child abuse.
Oh, I remember
this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was never convicted of those charges.
What happened?
But he was labeled a sex offender in the UK.
How do they do that if they don't convict him?
Computer system. Because
they're all honked up in the UK.
They've
got an
interesting legal system over there. But by the fact that he admitted that he downloaded the images.
For whatever reason,
they thought it was good enough to put him on that list.
He said he was writing about child exploitation, and he wanted to show how easy it was and how accessible that material was, so he needed to do that to prove it.
And then he put it out when?
Put what out when?
That writing that he did.
That book he was working on?
That.
I don't think we've seen that book yet.
Okay.
He might have put that back down.
Hmm.
Anyway, Protect Our Children is a children's advocacy group, and they want the American Department of Immigration to reject his visa, to not let him into the country, because they believe he's a threat to small children everywhere.
I just like how he touches young kids all around this world.
We don't like that. Yeah. We do not like that.
Are you a pedophile?
And then the U.S. Immigration Office said, no, we're not going to do that. So then they wrote a letter to the National Football League demanding he be dropped from the program, from the halftime show. And they so far have not agreed either. So now they're going after the sponsors of the Super Bowl, asking them to pull their ads because there is a sex offender playing at the halftime show.
Hey, kids, can you say pendejo?
So, that is famously how one of the Who songs starts.
I don't think Pete Townsend really is a threat to the children in the Miami-Dade area.
And you're basing that on what?
By the fact that he'll be surrounded by 40 million people.
No.
And he's not accused of ever, even for one second, touching or wanting to be with a kid or anything like that.
No.
You sound skeptical of Mr. Townsend's defense, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds shaky to me. But I don't know. It just sounds shaky.
No, you don't know, man.
Sounds shaky.
Brother can't get a job anymore? Is that what you're saying? Can't work anymore, Pete Townsend? Bad enough he's gone deaf.
Rather he didn't.
This is a fascinating story. I had no idea. Remember our pal David Lynch? We love David Lynch.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He is the crazy director who gave us Eraserhead and Blue Velvet and Twin Peaks and Dune. At one point, George Lucas asked him to direct Return of the Jedi.
Really?
How honked up would that movie have been?
Whoa.
Wow.
If he had directed that.
It wouldn't have made any sense, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure. He said he had very little interest in doing it. But his agent said, look, you got to take the meeting. It's George Lucas, basically, right? So he said he showed up at Skywalker Ranch, and Lucas started talking all these science fiction jargon to him, and he said he started to get a headache.
Really?
Immediately upon talking to George Lucas. And then here's a little piece from the interview from this week, and it got worse.
So he took me upstairs, and he showed me these things called Wookiees. And now this headache is getting stronger.
It's by the time he left, he had a migraine, and he decided not to direct Return of the Jedi.
By the way,
when Lucas takes upstairs to show you his Wookiee,
yeah, that's not an invitation you want to accept.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit more worried about him at the Super Bowl.
Are you a pedophile?
Yes, apparently he is. I've heard that about Lucas.
Yeah. And it's another day, another list. You know, I love my lists.
Yep.
This comes from Forbes magazine. They've compiled a list of America's most trustworthy celebrities.
Okay.
Hang on, there's a truck driving by.
Is there
a blimp going overhead?
Hold on. It'll go in a second.
Is Goodyear shooting our show from the sky?
Sorry.
Anyway, Forbes magazine released this list. The magazine says it's a combination of likability, relatability, and credibility.
I've gained weight.
That's what makes a celebrity trustworthy to Americans. Here's your top 10 most trustworthy celebrities.
Okay.
Denzel Washington, number 10. I trust him because he's got that Bible. And he's fighting people off to keep a hold of the Bible, which is good. Bill Cosby, number 9. Trustworthy. Still. Unless you're a girl and he roofies you. Other than that, completely trustworthy. Will Smith, trustworthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 8. Ron Howard. Richie Cunningham. Opie.
Sure.
Yeah. Straight up. Trustworthy. Number 7. Sally Field. Who hasn't worked in like 25 years,
yeah,
Sally Field.
On
she
a
has
show
no TV work right coming her now way. She's not on television.
No, why can't she? She's an Oscar sisters winner. Why can't she get a job? That's weird.
And
you're right,
she's still trustworthy.
Hmm.
And she sells you bone drugs.
What?
She's got that commercial for bone drugs. For
osteoporosis.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
For old lady bones.
Yeah.
I read it then.
You read that?
Morgan Freeman, fifth on the list. Once again, unless you're his step-granddaughter, you should trust him completely. Mike Rowe.
Yeah.
Host on the list. Host of Dirty Jobs.
Really?
People say they inherently trust him.
Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Odd.
Michael J. Fox is trustworthy on this list. Number third most trustworthy actor celebrity in the U.S. I've always found a little shaky myself.
I know.
But apparently the rest of America finds him very trustworthy.
Huh.
Number two, Tom Hanks. The second
there
most
you go that's the one I was waiting
celebrity
for
in America. People
he's an astronaut,
Tom
for
Hanks
God's sake. I mean, he come is on. How can you not?
And number one, who do you think? Who's the most trustworthy celebrity in the U.S.?
I'm
you're not
going to
guess. You're not going to guess. It's not Oprah. So
it's
even
not
Oprah.
Not
Oprah. Not
wow
even close. She's
that's
not
good
even
news
in the top 10.
That's good news.
Not on the top 10 list. You won't
right
believe who's number one.
Tom Sizemore.
Not, yeah, Tom Sizemore. Yes.
Andy Dick.
Oddly enough, yes, both of
Neil
those
Patrick Harris.
All three of those are tied for number one.
Simon Cowell.
Okay, we're not going to play. If you're not going to play,
we're trying.
We won't play.
We're trying to guess.
If you don't want to play, we won't play.
We're trying to guess.
We won't play.
Harrison Ford.
If your comedy answers, we won't play. It's
Harrison Ford.
It's okay. You won't guess.
Okay, the most trustworthy person in America.
How can we play if we're not going to guess?
Because
is it Barbara Walters?
No, but that's fascinating because if he says we won't get it, it shouldn't be number one, right?
I think
it is an odd choice. It is odd.
It's an odd choice.
Is it Barack Obama?
But obviously, no.
Diane Sawyer.
No.
Is it a movie star, music person?
It's a guy. I'll give you. It's a man.
Rob Dyrdek.
He's been in movies.
He has been
on stage. Okay. He's done a little television, mostly movies, is what you know him
mostly
from.
Mostly movies,
but nothing recent.
Nothing recent.
Although he did portray one of the most famous movie characters of all time.
Okay.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Has been voted the number one most trustworthy celebrity in America.
No, dude, look. I mean, really, right?
I do trust him.
I do trust him as well.
Why?
I like
because
that
when I watch CNN, he says,
you're watching CNN.
And he's right every time.
He's right.
Every time.
That's hard to.
When he tells me
I
that.
I don't think he lies to me.
That's hard to disprove. Yeah.
But it is weird that they would come up with him.
Not a big famous guy.
It's interesting because the last thing I saw him in, he was playing that murderous dictator on House. Remember the guy who was committing genocide on his own country?
Yeah, and that Aussie guy killed him.
Doesn't seem very trustworthy to me if you're going to kill a whole
you're
bunch of people.
You're watching CNN.
Always right when he says that.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Elijah Wood. He was a little dude with big feet who carried a ring. He's 29 years old today. Nick Carter of the boy band Fab Town.
That's it.
Fab Town
was good in the day.
Backstreet Boys,
Backstreet
I think
Boys
is what they're called.
Fab Town would have been better.
Oh. 30 years old today. Joey Fatone, speaking of boy bands, he was in Arms Linked.
I don't think that's...
You can't make this queerness up.
It's insane.
Catherine Morris from Cold Case. She's just an actress. Cold Case. She's 41. Sarah McLachlan, singer, songwriter, lady lover. She's 42, and Alan Alda from MASH is 74. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 16 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Psycho Mike is on a microphone right now in the studio. Mike, why are your people crazy?
I don't know.
But they are, right?
But I cannot deny that. Crazy.
Psycho Mike's been hosting a show called Loveline at night occasionally, and he gets calls from people. And for some reason, his people are a little bit nuttier than most.
Yeah, you know, the show essentially revolves around kids calling into Dr. Drew to ask him questions. And, you know, you get a lot of crazy stuff. But it turns out the craziest things are superstitions and beliefs that have been passed down in Mexican families for years. And
Mexicans!
And I'm Mexican myself, and I Lord knows I've had that in my own personal life. You know, just wacky stuff that my grandma believes.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Sincerely believes to be true.
Like what? Like what did you get told when you were a kid?
The idea of air travel, totally out the door. That's for aliens and ghosts.
What?
We don't do that.
You mean airplanes?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Any type of air travel. Hang gliders, kites.
Don't go in the air.
That's the devil's work for her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But that's
just more like afraid of it, I think.
Yeah. And a generational thing,
there's
right?
a difference between being afraid of something and her literally, like, I would be cursed by, I'm cursed by the devil himself for the fact that I've flown through the air.
Wow.
This crazy, mysterious idea of getting on a plane and going to different places.
Okay, so she's nutty. Yeah. All right.
And
you said something earlier about having to eat Vicks VapoRub.
Yes.
What's that about?
When my grandparents on my mom's side, the Mexican side, would babysit for me, and if I had a sore throat or the sniffles, they would not put like VapoRub on my chest. They would instruct me to eat it.
Eat it?
And I'm being dead serious. I know you're like,
I've
no, shut up.
I've never heard of that.
Holy mackerel, they'd make me eat Vicks VapoRub.
Eat it.
Yes.
They would say eat it.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, don't worry about it, mija. Just take a little tablespoon, you know, boom. Done. Down my throat.
Well,
and it burns you from the inside out. And sure, you don't have a sore throat anymore, but you have gastrointestinal destruction.
Eat it.
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 Mike's House at Thanksgiving.
That's not usually as directed, though. Now, a lot of the Mexican superstitions that we've heard about on the show before have to do with health. But one that has always, and we're going to take your calls, by the way, on Mexican superstitions, 1-800-520-1067. One that has always stuck in my mind, and I don't remember how we got on this topic one time on the show, is there was something about not watching your dog take a poop when you take him on a walk. What's that about?
You will get styes or warts on your eyes if you watch your dog as he's defecating.
Okay, that doesn't happen. That has never happened,
you
not
are
one
right.
time. How does a superstition like that stay alive, much less get passed down generation to generation, if it's clearly not true?
This girl called into Loveline last week and asked if it was a solid form of birth control to wash her area out with freezing cold water after she was done. And she was dead serious. Dead serious. And that could have been a combination of a bad Mexican superstition and her age. I mean, just the naivete of
right.
being, you know, 16 or whatever. But she was dead serious.
And she must have gotten that idea from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Later that week, another girl called in and said that her grandmother was telling her that she is more likely to get pregnant if she has sex under the covers.
Really?
Yeah.
What sense does that make?
It doesn't make sense!
Is that just don't hide under the covers? I mean, there has to be some behind these, don't there?
I mean, maybe it's the idea of warmth, if you're, you know, maybe it could create a more better environment for that type of thing.
I can't
but
imagine.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
What is the 2-inch layer of nylon going to do
on your back
to impregnate
yeah.
someone? Yeah.
Huh.
That's right, Mexico. Or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
All right. We're going to take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's squeeze in Marissa real quick. She's on line one, and this is one that I've heard about before, but I don't understand how it got started or what it can possibly mean. Hi, Marissa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi
Good morning.
So what did they tell you?
My mother says, and my grandmother, that you have to wear red panties on a full moon with a safety pin on them.
For what?
To do what?
To protect the baby from the full moon.
Oh, this is if you're pregnant. Wait.
Yes.
Wait. Because the full moon is going to injure the baby?
Yes. Somehow the baby will be born with Down syndrome or something weird like that.
But wearing red panties will protect it.
Yes.
There's some weird stuff about. Didn't we get last time something about an eclipse? And if you're pregnant and you look...
Now,
that's bad for the baby.
Does anyone, I guess probably not, but anyone in the household go, how or why, or ask any of those questions, or are they just...
Or laugh.
Or they just take it because they're, you know, they're...
I don't know about you, Marissa, but for me, a lot of it has to do with just like the reverence you have right. for your elders.
So you don't question.
So you just do it. You don't want to insult them.
But Marissa, right, said this was your grandparent and your mom.
Yes.
Both.
And it will be you passing it down to your kid at some point too, right?
Oh, no. No,
you're gonna let
so
that one
you
go.
Say. But I mean, I guess when you're talking about superstitions, it doesn't matter what facts are. But you could look around and go, hey, look, there's millions of Mexican kids that don't have Down syndrome, and most of their moms didn't wear red panties when there was a full moon. You know, so clearly it's not working. Whatever it is your grandma says is
Where
not true.
Are you getting that information from?
Well,
you know that for a fact?
I don't have anything to back that up.
All right,
Marissa, thank you very much for the call. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your calls to 1-800-520-1067. Crazy Mexican superstitions. Up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello, Mexicans. Why don't you amigos go back to Canada where you belong?
I'm not sure that's how it works, retarded policeman. We're talking about Mexican superstitions on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. For instance, Monica emails in. And if someone touches your foot with a broom, you're near someone who's sweeping, they accidentally touch your feet with a broom as they're sweeping, right. You'll never be married. Same deal with if you eat out of a pan. You'll never be married if you eat out of a pan.
What?
Why do?
Or if you own a parrot.
Well, that's
These
true.
Are not crazy superstitions. They are true. I am telling you. That's what Monica says. So there you go.
You know, this is odd that this, and it's especially Mexican families, right, Mike?
I mean, yes.
Because my parents never told me anything like this. But remember we were talking about the chupacabra? Mm-hmm. And that whole legend about how this, and the Mexican parents would tell it to their kids so they would behave. Or it was going to come get them, right? Is that how it all started?
You know, I'm right down the middle, half and half.
Right.
My dad's side of the family, white side, this stuff is ridiculous, the
right.
idea of these crazy superstitions and
beliefs. Then your mom pulls you aside and goes, listen, I'm telling you the truth.
If you want to be safe, you put your you know, nightgown on upside down when you go to sleep.
All right, let's take a couple
and
of
you say, Mom, I don't have a nightgown.
She says, then you're screwed. The chupacabra is going to rip your neck off.
Let's try Alex real quick on line one, please, talking about Mexican superstitions. Alex, what do you got for us?
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
I've heard that if you stretch after you eat, your intestines will explode.
Wait, if you do stretch or you don't stretch?
You do stretch.
If you do stretch after you eat, you will explode.
You know, you've had a nice, good meal, and then you just stretch.
Right.
And it feels really good. Well, I've had a friend just stop me, like, seriously, like, no, dude, you're going to explode.
Don't stretch whatever you do.
They've never known.
Everybody hold him
exploded.
Down. How does that
I
stuff?
Too. I mean, I was a little kid, but it didn't come to mind until he was, like, so adamant about it. You shouldn't do that. You're going to explode. So,
that's crazy.
You know, I love that. Thank you, Alex. That's a great call.
Let's try Brianna on line 7, calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Brianna. What's your Mexican superstition, please?
Hey, when your like palm's itchy, you're supposed to like money's coming your way, but you can't scratch it because if you do, you jinx it. So you're supposed to like squeeze your palm and put it next to your heart, and then like the other one, you can't leave your purse on the floor.
Oh yeah, that's not just Mexican.
That isn't. That's a lot of people.
Alex told me about
my wife
that.
Is don't put a hat on the bed. She freaks.
Yeah, or go, like, what? You can't go to sleep with the window open. You'll have nightmares.
Really? Wow, you got a lot of them, Brianna.
Huh?
You got a lot of them. Your family's rich.
Yeah, no, there is a lot of them. There's plenty. Like so, when you dream of fishes or something, someone's pregnant and all this crazy stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
And are you going to pass that along to your kids? You are, aren't you?
No, not really. That's like I think it's BS. I mean, I'm not sure.
You're gonna.
Brianna, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 16. I'm going to be 17.
Well, then you've already got kids.
No. This is a lifetime.
Oh, he's just kidding. All right. Thank you, Brianna.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Let's try, is this person's name Emi, E-M-I, on line one?
That's as good a guess as any, but they're not on hold. Oh, there we go. Okay. Emi. Emmy.
Hello.
How do you say your name?
Emmy.
Emmy. Okay.
Emmy.
Is it really spelled E-M-I?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. I was telling her that my grandmother used to say you cannot clip a newborn's nails or tickle them because then they'll become retarded.
What? If you tickle a baby, he becomes retarded.
But wait, if he's born healthy and then you tickle him, that's what makes...
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. So I was never able to do that with my first one. And then I realized, okay, this is like really dumb.
Wait.
Yeah. So you had a kid and then you didn't tickle him because you didn't want him to be retarded?
Well, she used to say that, so I didn't want to go, and do it. And then she was, panicked, so I wouldn't. But then that's I realized, weird. I'm just, really retarded.
And Emmy, how long did your first baby's nails get before you finally gave up?
No, actually, I did clip them.
6 inches. All right. Thank you, Emmy. All right. Bye now.
So I guess what we're saying is stop it, right? That's the message to take away from today's
But you know what everyone's
show.
Excuse is? Everyone's excuse is, what's the downside?
You always try to err on the side of safety.
You got to cover yourself.
And you don't want the chupacabra ripping your neck off.
You don't. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 9:45.
Hey!
It's time for Daddy to make some funny.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I make funny, I want to make congratulations first to our pal Will Ferrell. Celebrates yet another little Ferrell joining the clan there. He's got three boys now, three sons.
Wow.
The latest is Axel, who was born on Saturday morning. Will's lovely wife, Vivica, and Will have two other kids, Magnus, who's 5.5, and Matthias, who is 3.
I'm a little bit surprised to see Axel as a name just because I think generally most people don't associate that with good things anymore.
Because of Axel Rose?
Yeah.
Kidding me? Axel
the only Axel I know of.
That's a good point, Ralph. Right.
Come on, how great is that song?
All right, maybe if they named him after Axel Foley from the Beverly Hills Cop movies, maybe now I'm on board.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised it's not another Swedish name. Both Magnus and Matthias are from Sweden.
Very Swedish.
Yes, they are from Sweden. Girl. Speaking of names, Jay, Wow, and Ronnie, the two names of the cast members of the Jersey Shore who apparently have come to terms with MTV.
Oh,
they will
they
be
broke
back
ranks.
For season 2. They did break ranks.
What?
You're right. The original cast said they were going to hold tight and pretty much blackmail MTV into giving them more than the $10,000 per episode MTV was offering, up from the original $5,000, by the way. They doubled their offer. Kids still said no. They said they wanted closer to $100,000 per episode, which their network mates, the cast of The Hills, were getting currently.
Yeah.
MTV balked and has signed J-Well and Ronnie to a second season and have given the following ultimatum to the rest of the Jersey Shore housemates. Sign by close of business tomorrow or you will be replaced.
Wow.
By some other orange muscle-bound douchebag. My words, not theirs.
We're going to have sex. So, it's a situation.
Yeah, it's tough to find a guy like that. How are you going to replace that?
No. To find the consternation or something.
You were excluded from the surf and turf night. You were excluded from ravioli night. Yeah. You were excluded from chicken cutlet night.
Dude.
Chicken cutlet night.
He cut him out of chicken cutlet night.
That's serious.
Business.
Little Zelda Rubinstein has passed.
Shalom.
She played the spirit talker in the 1982 film Poltergeist.
She was a little midget.
She was a little woman.
She was tiny.
Carol Ann, go towards the light, Carol Ann. Help me! Help me!
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie. Spooky.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
Craig T. Nelson jumps into the
swimming pool.
Yeah, but he also jumps into the hellhole with a rope wrapped around him. Remember, trying to get his daughter back.
Sure,
comes out with protoplasm all over him.
All the goo.
All that goop.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Chicks and midgets. Bam.
So Zelda has gone to the other side. Hope she goes towards the light. That's all
hello,
I hope.
Hello, Ralph.
Hey, it's Gene Simmons. Look at Gene Simmons. Wow. Hey, Gene Simmons.
Real quick, you were talking about jumping in holes and being covered in goo.
I was, yes.
Yep, got it.
What were you going to say about it, Gene?
Fill it our own.
No, I'm just curious what he had to say about
punchlines there.
Really. Oh, really?
You know how.
Yeah, you know.
No, thank you.
Right.
Ugly Betty has been canceled.
Ah,
ABC has canceled the show because it's just way too gay.
They didn't say that.
Yeah, they did.
Is anyone watching that show anymore?
Well, there you go.
Or maybe they canceled because the ratings are down. Yeah.
Lisa's watching it. It's got to go.
Lisa, you need to stop saying what you watch because they judge what they're going to cancel by that.
Here's the thing. The reason dropped from 8.3 million viewers last year to just 5.3 million viewers this year.
That's a big drop.
People just aren't watching any longer.
Let me break it down for you. Nobody cares.
There's a lot of fashion talk in magazines and stuff like that. I'm just saying. Chick show.
Right.
So ABC said the reason they've given them such a heads up usually you find out the last minute, you know, is that they want to give them a chance to write their scripts accordingly and let them finish up the series with a fitting ending.
Well, that's pretty cool for these times. Cool.
Yeah.
Is it the kind of show, Lisa, with plot lines that we care about what happens or how they're resolved?
Yeah, no. Absolutely. It definitely has an ongoing plot.
Andrew McCarthy, remember him?
Yes.
He was one of the Brat Pack back in the 80s. The reason his name has come back again is because they're talking about doing a reboot of the Mannequin films.
Yeah!
That he starred in. It was a film where he plays a guy who falls in love with a mannequin, played by Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City fame,
like
back when she was
Dua
smoking
Vide?
Hot, like Dua Vide. Right. And she comes to life.
Okay.
And he bones her.
All right.
And then, I forgot what it was, she's under some kind of curse or something. And she keeps going, like, if anyone else sees her, she becomes a mannequin again. But when he's with her, she's human.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
So it's written by a nerd?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they're going to remake them. So everyone's like, I wonder what Andrew McCarthy is doing. He's sort of a has-been. No, says Andrew McCarthy. Don't feel bad for him. He's not a former movie star who's past his prime. He tells the New York Post that he's directing these days, and he's also busy hiking across Spain, sailing the Amazon River, and kayaking in the Arctic Ocean.
Wow.
Hey,
where did
he
get all that cash?
He also said he is the king of Barcelona.
Did he?
Yes, he invented the cotton ball.
Sick.
His feet have been sold with Formica. And Spencer Pratt is his best friend. So.
All right.
Yeah.
He's got a good life then.
I don't buy that for a minute, Andrew McCarthy.
No.
Yeah, I'm sailing the Amazon and kayaking in the Arctic Ocean, and I'm directing a lot of films, and I'm hiking across Spain.
Yeah, it does sound like he's trying too hard.
Lost track of him after that St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink. I mean, that's when he was real big.
That
right?
was his,
in the 80s.
His glory days, yes. But don't feel bad for him, because he's very busy.
His glory days are now.
And not to mention, he is busy carrying trays of dishes off tables at Jerry's Deli, and that's got to fill up a lot of his day.
I just brought up his page. It says he was a regular on Lipstick Jungle.
I didn't want to mention
for two
that.
Seasons.
Oh,
he
was. That's
yes.
True. Another show I watched that got
that
canceled.
That was not a show on
yes,
television.
It was. With Brooke Shields.
I really admire the fact that you were going to keep your mouth shut about that.
I said anything.
That's a good instinct, and I think you need to follow up on that.
Oh, Lisa got played off.
Got to play Lisa off.
That's an instinct that you need to follow.
Her Lipstick Jungle. She's got to stop making up names of shows.
She's the worst.
It's the worst.
We can't even talk to her anymore. We don't have anything in common.
I don't know who you are. I really don't.
What are you talking about?
I don't know you anymore.
You're watching. What is that?
You're just...
I watch your stuff, too.
No.
I watch Caprica.
You go home and you
Friday Night Lights.
Live
and
in your little
Human
house
Target.
With your dogs watching Lipstick Jungle reruns.
You're
just
Lipstick
a little
Jungle.
Fake TV.
And your voices.
Rich fantasy world.
Stop it.
Jennifer Lopez, speaking of television, is going to do a guest spot on How I Met Your Mother. She doesn't do a lot of television.
Mm-mm.
She will play a self-help book author who teaches women how to train men through the power of denying them sex. She will run up against the womanizing character Barney, played by Neil Patrick Harris, and sparks will fly.
Ooh.
Anyone?
No.
Yeah.
I don't see much sexual chemistry there, if that's what you're asking.
And Mel Gibson is back in a big, big way. His movie Edge of Darkness opens up this weekend. His first movie in 7 years, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This looks good.
And he's also in talks to do another film called Cold Warrior, where he will play an aging spy from the Cold War who comes out of retirement to help a young agent learn the ropes. No word on yet who his co-star would be in that film, but that sounds promising, too. I like Mel Gibson.
Right. Expletive Jews.
Did you see him and Sam Rubin going at it the other day? Have you seen that piece of tape? It's floating around the internet?
No. Yelling?
It's at the... I got to bring it in. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
It is at the junket for... Edge of Darkness.
Okay.
And Sam Rubin, who is a local entertainment reporter here in Los Angeles.
Yes, yes, yes. Bad, though.
Bad. Oh,
yeah.
Total.
Horrible.
Total blowhard.
Yeah.
Just a real douchebag. Starts grilling Mel about the arrest, about the when he got popped in Malibu.
Yeah.
Why? Exactly. That's my point. And says to him, well, I'll play it for you tomorrow. We'll catch up tomorrow, but it's fascinating. And then Sam Rubin talks badly about him afterwards. So
he's a hardball player, that Sam Rubin.
Yeah.
You don't want to cross him.
No. He will crush your career in Hollywood like he did to Malibu Dan.
Yeah.
I'm Rob Garman. I walk the show with feet.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We're going to talk to a spokesperson for the Apple iPad, which is how they've named their new...
The iTampon.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
We have the movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday. We have Adam Carolla in studio.
Because
it's Friday. And we have the grand prize drawing. We're going to send somebody to see Muse in Milan tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Cat is next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including Bush. Also, Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam, Ramones, and more straight ahead right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.